other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It's simply amazing. I've seen personally a pretty big backlash on Infowars.com and on comments on YouTube. On my video, there was a clip of the live show yesterday, just 5 minutes long, where I ask, is the word thug the new N-word? And I show the history of the thuggy being a thousand-plus-year criminal gang cult from the Middle East all the way into India that murdered an estimated 2 million people. And so any group of organized crime thugs that are kind of low-level and dastardly are called thugs. But now, a councilman from Baltimore, Maryland, different people on the Tonight Show, sports figures, you name it, are saying it's the new N-word to call people attacking firefighters and burning down buildings and chopping fire hoses when firefighters risk their lives and throwing rocks at citizens and attacking reporters because they're white, that if you call them a thug, you're racist. And the vitriol, how about if I call someone a criminal, then I'm racist? I mean, this is about controlling language and brainwashing the public. Steve Watson wrote an article about the little video segment that we had during the radio show yesterday. And probably about a third of the people commenting were like, I used to like you, but you're just a racist. I mean, you can see how they're invoking race war in this country. And we've now got the National Guard saying, this is not martial law. When there's a nighttime curfew for everybody and they're attacking reporters and there's troops all over the streets, that's called martial law when regular liberties are suspended. But of course, they don't call it martial law. They call it a state of emergency. General commanding National Guard in Baltimore, this is not martial law. So we have got so much news after the break on that front. But, man, political correctness is simply wild. You've got Obama calling him thugs. You've got all these black leaders calling him thugs. But if you call the predominantly black mobs out looting and stuff, two wrongs don't make a right. Even if the cops killing the guy are in the wrong, we don't know. What does attacking an RT reporter who's a woman from Russia do? What does attacking an Al Jazeera camera crew do? Or it's ridiculous. I mean, you attack some Irish guy, you know, some Patty who just, you know, was wandering around. I mean, this is the type of political correctness gone insane where people can commit all sorts of incredible criminal acts and say it's okay because I'm an oppressed group. There's an attack on language, ladies and gentlemen, that is insane. Where you're supposed to take offense from brown bags in Seattle. Brown bags were never a symbol of racism. They just make things racist to control reality. Like the term Patty. Patty just means St. Patrick's. I mean, I'm part Patty. I can say it all I want. But who cares? Notice, though, Howard Stern and others that are liberal, I'm not attacking Howard Stern. The point is they're allowed to do anything they want. But if someone libertarian or conservative does anything, we get crucified. This is about bullying and selective control. This is what the poverty pimps and the race pimps are pushing, period. And what Obama and the Justice Department stirring this up and playing both sides are doing is diverting from the headline on DrudgeReport.com right now. 16% CNS News of Baltimore public school eighth graders proficient in reading. School spends $17,000-plus per student, one of the highest averages in the country. People always say, oh, the disadvantaged are being cheated on money. Really? Doesn't matter how much money you throw at it. If you don't have a family unit, you don't have a future. I don't care what color you are. So this is the great society writ large. And now the war on the family only intensifies. The economy grew at only 0.2%. That's with Cook numbers. I've talked to a lot of top economists like Dr. Paul Craig Roberts and others. We actually have a negative growth rate. That's called depression when you have it for three quarters.
As a community moves towards despotism, respect is restricted to fewer people.
That's veteran Denver police officer Charles Jones IV smashing an unarmed suspect in the face 6 times.
Officers accused of using excessive force on a suspect and then trying to erase the evidence.
I'm observing what they're doing in there. I don't understand what's going on.
A community rates low on an information scale when the press, radio, and other channels of communication are controlled by only a few people.
Does it raise ethical questions about the use of government money to produce stories about the government that wind up being aired with no disclosure that they were produced by the government?
How can you ask such a question?
What difference at this point does it make?
When a competent observer looks for signs of despotism in the community, he looks beyond fine words and noble phrases.
There are actions I have the legal authority to take as president that will help make our immigration system more fair and more just. Tonight, I'm announcing those actions.
What I say goes, see? I'm the law around here.
He came, he saw, he died.
Yes, in modern warfare, our military leaders are finding that words and ideas are highly effective weapons.
We just have to be repetitive about this. We need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
We are trained to deceive if we have to. You really don't have to trust me. You shouldn't trust me. In fact, by my actually participating in that, I will taint the news.
In communities of this kind, despotism stands a good chance.
The 9 most terrifying words in the English language are, I'm from the government and I'm here to help.
Help getting this youth. Well, we're going to do everything we can to help you.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's the Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're live. And we are broadcasting worldwide on this Wednesday, the 29th day already of April, 2015. The amount of vital news is continuing to only intensify as the global acceleration towards multiple singularities crystallizes. BBC headline, huge news, U.S. economic growth slows to 0.2%. That's with cooked numbers. We're talking 2-3% implosion rate with QE Unlimited still taking place at the private run-for-profit central bank. We're going to get into martial law exercise, Texas jittery over U.S. military drills. Jade Helm 15 looks more like an exercise in the imposition of martial law, said one veteran, and Texas Governor Greg Abbott tweeted to his credit that they are going to be looking out for the rights of citizens and sovereignty. They're going to have the Texas State Guard and the state police monitoring the feds. You can read his full tweet in that article. We also wrote an article last night for Infowars.com with his tweet, but here it is. I've ordered the Texas State Guard to monitor Jade Helm 15 to safeguard Texas constitutional rights, private property, and civil liberties. And I can tell you, the Texas State Guard is full of the most hardcore pro-America, pro-Texas patriots out there. It is a wonderful organization. I happen to have met the governor when he was attorney general years ago. I happen to know somewhat his chief of staff. I happen to know multiple billionaires that know the governor very well and have had dinner with him, and he stayed at their house. And they tell me he knows exactly what's going on. In fact, I talked about that movie that I was involved in being produced in the whole Chuck Norris constellation and being directed by Chuck Norris's son. We're going to get this particular Texas businessman on. And I was filled in on a lot of stuff about the governor there. Very, very exciting. When I knew Greg Abbott was good, fighting the carbon taxes, fighting the open borders as attorney general, he's got scores of lawsuits that are actually having success. He's spurring lawsuits against the imposition of martial law to open the borders. I mean, he's just, compared to Rick Perry, it's night and day. Rick Perry compared to Obama, night and day. Greg Abbott compared to Rick Perry, night and day. I mean, people love gimmicks. How about we have a handicapped, he's not a quadriplegic, he's paralyzed from the chest down. What's that?
Paraplegic.
Paraplegic, that's right. A tree fell on him when he was out jogging once. Talk about bad luck. But I know folks that know him well. I know people that have worked for him before he was even in government. I've got a lot of angles on Greg Abbott, and he is, like, super good. Super good. And that's kind of a bad thing to put out there because the establishment obviously knows that. There's not any dirt they've got on him. And they just absolutely hate his guts. They absolutely hate his guts. But now the Texas governor, the same attorney general that tried to stop the TSA groping in Texas, and then Obama threatened an air blockade, you can't make that up, is now worried about Jade Helm. Because you got to be. The military federally is being directed to train to take on veterans, libertarians, conservatives, and gun owners. That's on record. And I don't care if you get an Army lieutenant colonel up there to tell us it's not happening. We know. And, of course, they're going to have PR events with legitimate training to make us look discredited. That's part of the PSYOP. People see through it. And we're here to make sure you don't condition the public to accept it. So I'll be detailing that more. We'll talk to Joe Biggs from Baltimore, Maryland, here in a moment on this and what they witnessed last night, the tear gas, the rubber bullets, the military disappearing people, snatch and grabs that were caught on tape. This also happened at the G20. Our crew witnessed it a few years ago in Pittsburgh. So it's a very serious situation. That's going to be coming up. Also, the FBI sent innocent people to their deaths for decades. FBI pushed junk science to condemn the accused. Very important special report. Antibiotic resistance, combating deadly superbugs, weak in most countries. World Health Organization report says that soon there could basically be hundreds of drug-immune or drug-resistant antibiotics that are out there. We're going to get into that very important global health threat. And the good news that Tyson Chicken, McDonald's, and others are announcing phasing out of antibiotics because they understand that it is causing major autoimmunity problems in humans, major intestinal problems, but more importantly, is accelerating the mutation of super bacteria in these diseased petri dishes that are factory farms. So that is all coming up today as well. Also, U.S. News and World Report, defense bill recognizes Iraq's Kurdish Sunni militias as a country. The plan has always been to break Iraq in three parts. Part of it will be Islamic State run by Saudi Arabia. Part of it will be basically run by Iran. And the other part will be run by the West in and around Baghdad, a multinational zone. So you now see that plan coming closer to fruition. Absolute globalist treason. They break countries up into subregions, then swallow those into superregions. That's the globalist model. Balkanize the nation state, shatter it, bankrupt it, bomb it, or economically depress it. Then move in after that with a larger superregion around it that then begins taxing the populations. Asian Union, North American Union, and, of course, the European Union. Also, Russia has now launched wartime government HQ in major military upgrade. That's just some of what's coming up today. Kim Jong-un has executed 15 top North Korean officials. That's being reported by The Telegraph. We're going to go to break in a moment and come back with Joe Biggs and Jakari Jackson on the ground in Baltimore, Maryland, with what they witnessed last night. And let me tell you, the first clip I want to play is shocking. Baltimore councilman, quote, loses it, says just call them N-words after CNN host calls rioters thugs. Obama has called folks thugs. The mayor has called them thugs. But see, this is the same deal. Black people can say the N-word, but they're going to go further now, these race baiters, these socialists manipulating black communities, these Al Sharpton types. Now they're going to start saying any other word they want is racist, but only they can use it. And pretty soon, only black poverty pimps and their fellow travelers will be able to use the English language. And I'm not joking. That's why they say we're banning Halloween events. at private corporations and yoga studios and major colleges because someone might have an offensive costume. Prior pre-restraint. That's why they're saying we're banning the brown bags or banning, making the shape of a gun with your hands playing cops and robbers. It's about a war on communication. The city councilman in Baltimore dropped the N-word on TV, becoming irate. It was all staged. His constituents will love it. As CNN host argued that labeling violent looters thugs was correct use of language. Yeah, thug just means highwayman, looter. I mean, we call the thugs in England, mainly white thugs. That's what they're called. Soccer thugs. They're thugs. They're thugs attacking and looting and burning. They're thugs. Out-of-control criminal motorcycle gangs. I don't care what color they are. They're thugs. Let's go to his staged event hyping racial division. Here it is.
Come on. So calling them thugs, just call them niggers. Just call them niggers. No, we don't have to call them by names such as that. We don't have to do that. That is exactly what we've sent them to. No, when you say come on what?
Yeah,
you
attacking firefighters, attacking police, attacking citizens, attacking reporters is thug behavior. And when the police attacked the AP reporter on Monday, what did I call them? I called them thugs, criminal thugs. We'll be right back after this break. But first, here's a word from Martin Luther King.
This is a protest. And this is a riot. If you can't tell the difference, then you are part of the problem. Infowars.com.
We now take you live to our reporter, Joe Biggs, and Ja'Kari Jackson on the ground in Baltimore, Maryland. And just breaking on Infowars.com, Walmarts in Baltimore are refusing ammo sales. We're sending our reporters over there right after they finish talking to us. This is important. We're going to get it on video, walking right up and then refusing the ammo sales at the Walmart. But it's been confirmed. Huge news. That citizens defending themselves, the idea of citizens going and buying ammo to protect themselves, is inherently evil. Absolutely wild. We'll break down all the martial law developments, but the bottom line is this. It's about conditioning the public to see the image of armored vehicles and troops with machine guns on the streets, a giant conditioning operation. And that's why the mayor ordered to stand down. That's why she, quote, gave him an area to loot. She's on the president's council, one of three mayors. She's pushing for federalization. This is a false flag attack. And now if you call the thugs, thugs, you're a racist. Well, I called the cops thugs when they attacked the AP reporter. I called them thugs when they shot Joe Biggs and tear gassed Ja'Kari in Ferguson. And I'm calling the people attacking firefighters thugs, too. I don't like gangs. Everybody knows it. I don't care if it's a white supremacist motorcycle gang. I don't care if it's a black gang. I don't care if it's a Hispanic gang or an Asian gang. I hate groups of cowards running around feeding on innocent people. And what you've had is criminal gangs in black areas take over and intimidate everybody to adopt their criminal culture. And it's destroying the black community. It is a criminal thug culture. And then stacked up against thug cops, it makes them look good. I don't mean all the cops are thugs either. There's a thug culture taking over the world. The globalists are thugs. Hitler was a thug. Stalin was a thug. Mao Zedong was a thug. And they always want the good people's guns. Excuse me. Let's go to Joe Biggs and Ja'Kari Jackson. We'll talk to Joe in this segment, Ja'Kari in the next. Great job getting out there last night, getting the tear gassing and LRAD footage. Tell us what else you saw, Joe Biggs.
Joe Biggs here with Infowars.com. We're in downtown Baltimore at City Hall. And as you can see behind me, there's National Guard lined up and down. And it's not just here at City Hall, Alex. It is all of Baltimore. There are Humvees, LMTVs, FMTVs, vehicles patrolling up and down the roads, helicopters in the air, massive amounts of police at every corner in the entire city. At nighttime, the nightlife in Baltimore that they usually thrive off of and businesses make money off of is completely dead now, because at 10 o'clock Even if you own a bar, you're not allowed to even have patrons or anything like that. People have to be at their home. So this is affecting Baltimore tenfold. Not just the people, not just the businesses that were looted, but the ones who weren't looted and have to be shut down early because of this. We got here last night. We got here a little late. We got here just about, I think it was like 8 minutes after the curfew had been in place, but they allowed media to go over to where the hotspots were. We were at North of Pennsylvania Avenue. And when we got there, there was probably 200-300 police officers standing in the middle of the road. They had started off small in the middle and then started pushing out around all the roads to push people further and further back. There were a few times that some people were shot at with the pepper balls and the rubber bullets. And the pepper balls kind of give off that smoke, pepper spray kind of smell as well. So it wasn't as bad. It definitely worked. But as you can see, I mean, it's a complete and total police state out here now. I mean, like I said, you cannot go around a corner without seeing a Humvee, without seeing soldiers posted up with M4s. You know, this isn't a training exercise. They don't have blank adapters on the front of their guns. They don't have missing magazines in the well. There are magazines in there. They're fully armored. They've got their gas mask on. This is what's happening here in Baltimore.
And for folks that don't know, under every definition, when you've got military locked and loaded, when you've got armored vehicles, when you've got a nighttime curfew for adults and children, when you've got the situation, it's called martial law. When you were in Baghdad, when you were in Iraq, which was under a type of martial law, obviously, were restaurants and bars allowed to be open after 10?
Oh, well, they don't have bars or anything like that. But, I mean, some people just didn't care. I mean, those people, that's their home. They're not really going to, you know, listen to what they're saying.
By the way, that's a good point. There were bars until Saddam was removed. Were restaurants and hotels and things open after 10 at night?
Yeah.
So you're saying there was less freedom after 10 in Baltimore than when you were in Iraq?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, it was a ghost town. Like, I felt like I was in that movie Vanilla Sky, and it was just me and Jakari were the only two people alive on the planet because we were just driving up and down the roads. There was nothing going on. There was nothing. Everyone's blinds were closed. No open signs in any bar that would normally be open as of like a week ago. Everything is completely shut down in this town. Today, there's a little bit of a pulse, but mostly media out here. Some people are going back to their normal jobs, but still, there's a lot of business.
Joe Biggs, Infowars.com reporter, stay there. I want to get a shot closer to the troops up against the fence when we come back and talk to you and Jakari.
The Infowars.com studios. It's Alex Jones.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, I am your host, Alex Jones. Coming up, the Vitamin Man. The Vitamin Man you've never heard of, who is the key Vitamin Man, undoubtedly, hands down, in the United States. Heads up, one of the biggest nutraceutical companies in the world. We're not even getting into that issue when he joins us. We're getting into the true state of the nutraceutical supplement universe worldwide. Codex Alimentarius. The UN move to restrict vitamins and minerals. How to fight back. David Breckler will join us for a full hour in studio. He is here in Austin. Came here to be on the show. He is the leading nutraceutical expert and consultant to multi-billion dollar supplement companies. He's worked with top manufacturers. He wrote the book with Whole Foods, you name it. I'm not kidding. It's a big deal to have him. Anybody in the industry knows who he is, but the general public doesn't. It's kind of like the Marshall Plan. People don't know who Marshall is at the Pentagon. He's the futurist, been there running things for about 50 years. It's a similar parallel. David Breckler, it's just bizarre that we can even get him here in studio with us. So I'm very, very excited with that coming up. Something else before we go back to Joe Biggs and Jakari Jackson there in Baltimore, Maryland. I didn't start the Alex Jones Show on YouTube that has over 500 million views. fellow named Dave Thomas, who now works with us from his family farm in Oregon, did. Total, we have about a billion views on allied and affiliated channels, but it's the big one with over half a billion views. And it is now 2,562 away subscribers from 1 million subscribers. And that's a big deal because we've dealt with a lot of censorship, a lot of manipulation, a lot of dirty tricks, as everyone knows, through different corporations and groups manipulating YouTube. And we know that most people who are subscribers don't even get sent our videos. If you don't get the videos every day, you need to request them and make a stink with YouTube because the fact that we do have a million subscribers is a big deal. In fact, who will be our millionth subscriber? I want to get another 2,562 subscribers today. We never even really tried to get subscribers. About a month ago, I said, you know, we're about 30,000 away from a million. Why don't we put an annotation on the videos saying, follow InfoWars on YouTube. Get our videos first. Be the millionth subscriber. And so we got a lot more subscribers a lot faster doing that. So 2,562 away from 1 million subscribers on that channel. A fat billion. That's a very conservative number. A fat billion views on YouTube. Our one channel, 500,984,000 views. And YouTube did something where Sony got caught gaming views 3 years ago along with others. So they dialed back every channel by about a third because of profit sharing. I didn't even have it monetized then. And they dialed back everybody's views about a third. So really, it's 700 million views, to be conservative. Probably 750 million. That was in the news when they did that. Oh, well, we've caught some big corporations, record companies, gaming the views to get money. You know, just like the White House, 97% of Michelle Obama and Obama's Twitter followers are fake. I can go out for $10,000 and buy a million Twitter followers. And even though marketing-wise, that's junk accounts, some of them are real people. They've just culled them. I won't do it, even though we could use that to reach those people. It just seems weird. Maybe I should buy Twitter followers. I just have never done it. We haven't bought Facebook followers either. We've got about 3 million between our 14 or so channels. So that's exciting news. I'm going to break down everything that's happened in Baltimore, what it really means in my view, where it's all going. Obviously, things have de-escalated since they put more troops and police on the street than looters and thugs and idiots who burn down their own businesses. It's just like in Ferguson, burning down black churches and black businesses because they're mad that they have a business. You know, 18, 16-year-old thugs attacking firefighters, throwing Molotov cocktails at them, and there's video. We have video. We can put it up of people hacking fire hoses as firefighters try to put out black apartment blocks. If people die in that, you've now committed murder, idiot. Oh, but I'm sorry. I called you a thug. You know, how about attempted murderer? How about attempted murderer? Oh, but I may have a city council member call me a racist. I'm so scared. Don't call me that. You're the moral authority. Oh, my gosh. My ego is so small that if you call me that, I'm gonna curl up in a ball and cry. I'm so sick of it. Wave your magic wand. Call me racist all you want. If I see a thug cop beating up some lady for no reason, I'm going to call him a thug. If I see a thug black guy beating up some white teenager, I'm going to call him a racist thug. If I see the Klan beating up some black people, I'm going to call them racist thugs. I always have. But I don't need to sit here and explain myself to you who sit there and make excuses for your lives, blaming people like me. You're the racist idiots. That city council member can go right to Hades as far as I'm concerned. Excuse me. Let's go back to Joe Biggs in what he's called, what I've called martial law. But the commanding general says it's not martial law, Joe. But right behind you, I see locked and loaded M4s. I see armored Humvees. I see curfews. Joe Biggs reporting from Baltimore, Maryland.
Well, the interesting thing is, Jalex, we are back here in front of City Hall in Baltimore. The interesting thing is, though, these are created events, just like in Ferguson. This is a mirrored image of what happened in Ferguson. You get this police state. You get people in the mindset where they're like, you know what, we need the National Guard here. We need this many police here. We need 5,000-7,000 people out here telling us when to go to bed. And then when the violence stops, eventually the curfew is still going to remain, and these troops aren't going to leave at some point in time. And it's all a conditioning thing, and that's what people aren't understanding. As we walk up and down the streets, you hear people saying, like, oh, my God, thank God they're here. And they're running around, they're taking pictures, and they all think it's cool. And it just seems like they're being brainwashed to think that this is how it should be, to have 5, 6, 7 helicopters flying overhead, to have Humvees at every corner, you know. And then, you know, last night I ran into Chris Hayes from MSNBC. I get those two mixed up.
What was she saying?
I couldn't hear what they were saying, but I mean, I'm sure it had something to do with, you know, veterans or the reason that these riots were started, or that the white people, it's all, you know, white people's fault, everything like that, you know, whatever. It's the same thing that they always say.
Well, we do know what they were saying. We have CNN and MSNBC blaming white people and veterans. I didn't see any veterans rioting or looting, Joe. We got the photo on screen of you and Rachel Maddow. But it is just, Mr. Maddow, it is incredible, though, that they would try to bring veterans into this.
Yeah, yesterday it was a reporter from CNN. She said that, you know, these veterans go over to combat and they see all this war and they come back and they just want to fight. They want to go to battle. And I'm like, how do you bring veterans into this? I mean, it's completely baseless and pointless. It's just ridiculous, you know. This is a town that's going to suffer for a while, because just like in Ferguson, who's going to want to go back and rebuild in those areas where that happened? No one is. It's going to create a vacuum, and the violence will get worse in those areas due to that. Just like we went in, caused the problems in Iraq, we pulled everyone out and then created this vacuum, and now you have ISIS in there. So it's ridiculous. They go and they create these issues, and then they let it get worse, and then they go, oh, my God, we need more police, when these militarized police are one of the main reasons that this stuff is happening.
I want to go back to you and get more of your breakdown and excellent reporting, and then talk to Jakari in a moment as well, Joe Biggs. But first off, here's the reporter Baldwin on CNN last night, what we just talked about.
We talk about training. We talk about having officers. I was talking to a city councilman here last week who was saying, Brooke, these people have to live in the communities. There's no emotional, or there's a lack of emotional investment.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of these young people, I mean, I've been talking about this so much. A lot of these young people, and I love our nation's veterans, but some of them are coming back from war. Mm-hmm. They don't know the communities, and they're ready to do battle.
You know, here's the deal. The police are out of control in many areas. The feds have trained them to act like this. But to scapegoat the average cop or the average veteran is literally a load of bull. But you notice it's the Southern Poverty Law Center, Obama script. Who's the number one enemy, Joe? The veterans. So you bring them into it.
Yeah, it adds to the whole narrative they're trying to push down everyone's face. Like, oh, my God, you just got back from Iraq or Afghanistan. That means you're a bad person. You're evil. You can set up IEDs. Oh, my God, you know, like. 90% of these people don't even know how to do half of that stuff. Most of the people who were even in the military played solitaire probably 80% of their time in duty and only shot a gun during some kind of rifle
exercise.
Yeah,
it's only special forces, obviously, Navy SEALs, Green Berets, that know how to do that, and that's to improvise behind enemy lines. What would you say, 3% of the Army knows how to build IEDs?
Yeah, I mean, you have your explosive ordnance disposal units, and then you have your specialized units as well, like your special forces. I mean, that's it. I mean, my way of doing it when I was over in Iraq, if I didn't feel like waiting on an EOD team for 5 hours, was to get on top of a tank and shoot a 50 cal at it until it exploded. You know, that's not the proper way to do it. But, you know, we got impatient. We wanted to move. We didn't want to get ambushed. But I do have something important to point out, something that Jakari and I noticed as we were driving past the Baltimore Ravens Stadium. There are paratroopers here for some reason, Alex. There are soldiers out here with the red or the maroon beret. Now,
airborne?
That's what I had when I was at they're airborne troops. Well, I think that's kind of odd. Seeing as how there's mostly National Guard, but you have a airborne unit over here towards
the stadium. So we have big army there.
Yes.
Now, would that be under Northcom or Southcom?
I'm sure that'd probably be North.
But under Jade Helm, we've got Southcom. Let me segue for a moment and then get more of your breakdown, and then I want to talk to Jakari Jackson, who's there. What do you make of the governor? Did you see the Texas governor come out and say that he's basically concerned because citizens are concerned? He said, I've ordered the Texas State Guard to monitor Jade Helm 15 to safeguard Texas constitutional rights, private property, and civil liberties. That's a pretty positive statement.
Yeah, exactly. I think Governor Greg Abbott is an amazing human being from what I've seen. I mean, that's why I was really excited to be able to go to the governor's race when he was there for that. I think he's a great leader, and I think he's going to do some good stuff. He heard concern. He saw that there was a way that he could possibly monitor it and help ease the people of Texas, their fears. And I think he's doing the right thing by having them go out there and help monitor to make sure that our liberties are protected and that these people don't run amok.
I'm really worried about Governor Abbott because I happen to know from so many different people, including folks, some people that work here that have actually worked for him. I didn't even know that separately done work for him, that he is just a really good Christian man. He knows what's going on. I happen to know, and they'll use this at the White House, make a big deal out of it, that he monitors this show for years. I interviewed him over a decade ago when he was just in another area of state government. I happen to know that he really understands what's happening, and that he's being further educated by some high-level people, and that's got to freak the system out, Joe Biggs.
Yeah, exactly. Like I said, I mean, he seems like someone who's on it. He's someone who's dedicated to securing our borders in Texas. He's dedicated to making sure the people of Texas are, you know, their minds are at ease, that they know that they can feel comfortable with a man like him up there doing something because he's done so much important big things throughout his life. I really think it's a good thing for Texas, and I can tell that the people can see that.
Absolutely. I mean, Rick Perry was a fake, a Democrat, an anti-gunner. Gardasil pusher. Compared to Obama, he was good. But I mean, Greg Abbott is Ron Paul level. I mean, I'm telling folks right now that you better pray for him because he's just amazing. And he's suing Obama, I think, like 20 different lawsuits. A couple of them are winning, and now Obama's appealing. I mean, it's Greg Abbott more than anybody that is opposing the globalist takeover at a state level.
Yeah, exactly. He came out here and he hit the pavement hard. He's moving with this thing at full speed, and that's what's really motivating to me.
Absolutely. I want to get Jakari's take on the situation. You guys can reverse roles, but any other points you'd like to add? I want you to go over to Walmart and have them refuse to sell you ammo. We have it confirmed, but it's pretty big news. And tell me what else you're going to be investigating, Joe Biggs.
Well, yeah, later on, we continue to monitor the at Baltimore Police Twitter account. That's where they put up all their up-to-date stuff where there's protests going on. So we're going to monitor that throughout the day and try to follow any leads we can with that. Another thing is, though, is if, you know, at the end of the day, we'll go back to the main hotspot, which is north of Pennsylvania tonight, which is where all the police were last night as well. So we're going to be monitoring this stuff. And just like I heard earlier, that we're almost close to 1 million subscribers. So I hope that people get out there, share the YouTube channel, and just get excited about it and watch our reports and share them.
Absolutely. Joe, I see 3 National Guardsmen behind you, and these look a little more seasoned than some of the other ones I've seen in New York and D.C. before that are just out there to condition the public. Can you walk over to the fence and just try to talk to them, see if they'll talk to us? Can Jakari follow you briefly? There's about a second delay right now on Skype to them, folks, so just understand that. Actually, about a 2-second delay, I'm told. We're going to go ahead and walk over here, see what Joe has to say to him.
So what are you guys out here doing so far?
Ask him about the baseball game to be played without anybody in the stands.
So what's up with the baseball game? They're not going to let anybody in?
I'm not sure. I don't know what they're doing for the baseball right now.
How long are you guys going to be out here for?
That's what I'm talking about this time.
Will you guys be patrolling later on, like around north in Pennsylvania and all that?
Other units are doing other things. I'm not sure how far up those missions go, but we will have presence in Maryland.
All right. Are you guys going to be authorized to use any kind of force whatsoever?
Yeah, ask him what's in his gun. Ask him if he's loaded with live ammo.
No, he's not. I can tell. No, he's asking if you were loaded. I don't see a magazine in your will. So you guys,
we're able to defend ourselves.
Are you able to detain?
We're able to defend ourselves. Go right here. We have needs. That's the standard rules of escalation. So.
Skip the break.
But can you guys actually detain people at all?
If we need to, we have that authority. Yes.
You do have the authority to detain people. All right.
We are not looking to do that, and we will turn that over to the proper authorities. That situation should.
Yeah. Roger that. So they said they have the authority to detain people, but What they're trying to do is avoid that so far, they said, and leave that up to the extra 5,000 police officers they brought into the town.
We have footage of this snatch and grab last night. I know you've seen that. What do you make of a Humvee driving up and grabbing a peaceful demonstrator and dragging him away? That's third world thug right there. Those military grabbing him and disappearing him and rough handling him, that's thuggish behavior.
Yeah, we saw a good bit of that second time that Jakari and I were in Ferguson. They would come in, run out and grab someone. They're not quite as organized this time around, but I'm sure over the next course of days. The way I see it right now, Alex, is when the initial riots happened back in November and it got crazy. Or no, back in August and things got crazy. And then what do? They brought in the state troopers. They brought in Captain Johnson. And the following day, like yesterday, there were parades in the streets. Everyone was dancing. There were thousands of people out there beating drums, happy, just doing everything. But then the next day, which would be today, it just went to hell all over again.
If they show too much force and attack people, that'll be deliberately to escalate things. I don't think the grassroots military knows that. But we've seen this over and over again, and we have the mayor caught red-handed saying they let them loot and riot to get all this started. I mean, this is clearly a false flag in my view, Joe.
Oh, yeah, exactly. I mean, without a doubt.
All right, I'm going to play a minute and a half piece, a promo piece, a trailer for the extensive interview with William Binney, the former director of technical at the NSA, that's going to exclusively air here Thursday, a mini documentary Thursday. So while we're getting Jakari in front of the camera with the troops in the background, we're going to play this piece and premiere it here on the radio/TV right now. Remember, if you are a radio listener and you hear me say, look at this, look at that, I started 15 years ago simulcasting radio with TV. I started doing it full-time 10 years ago because people would say, no, there are no UN signs at the Grand Canyon, or no, that bill doesn't exist, or no, you don't have footage of this. They would just say I was a liar. So we pioneered, I'm proud of it, taking radio and turning it into TV. Now, radio, I like the show better as radio because I know I'm telling the truth. I can just sit back and listen to it while I'm driving my car or whatever. But as added documentation, we have now an 8-camera shooting here with crews going around the country and the world. We're a real news organization. We have journalism. We have punditry. We have analysis. We have humor. We have satire. We're doing it all. And that's why it's so important to spread the word about InfoWars.com/show. Where you can find the free 3-hour video feed of the TV variant of the radio show. This multimedia platform that Glenn Beck and everybody else have imitated. The Young Turks, you name it. That's great. Imitation is the most sincere form of flattery. Necessity is the mother of invention. But we are the first. We are the trailblazers. George Washington lives here. 1776 lives here. The truth lives here. That's what I've been saying for 15 years. You'll hear that as someone else's logo, someone else's catchphrase. I don't care. The point is, we're the real McCoy. We are the granddaddy of the modern wave of the liberty movement. Ron Paul's the granddaddy of the wave before that. Matt Drudge is right in the middle of the segue of mainstream becoming alternative because he came from the underground. But just know where you came from and know where you're going. You could be bigger and more efficient and more powerful than us if you become a media activist, but you got to take the first steps. So please go to InfoWarsLife.com. The sale ends in less than 2 days. 50% off on high-quality colloidal silver, 50% off on a bunch of the other products, free shipping with the 2 bottles of colloidal silver. You can buy 1 bottle of colloidal silver and get free shipping, 50% off. You get 2, you get a free bottle of Fluoride Shield, a $30 value, absolutely free, and free shipping. And we've got the Alex Challenge Pack with the Survival Shield X tube, the Oxy Powder, and the Super Male Vitality. Super Female has been sold out for months. We don't just say something's going to sell out. We're getting very close to selling out a silver bullet because we've been selling so much at this lowest price ever. The leading competitor is double this price. It's the exact same silver. So InfoWarsLife.com. We've got the highest quality of vitamin D organic, D3, vitamin B12, the child calm, to calm down and focus your children, all of it. the Oxy Powder, InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And it's your purchases that allow us to send reporters to Bilderberg and to Baltimore and to Jade Helm. And I want to get more reporters and more camera people. We have the crew of a small town newspaper, a medium-sized city newspaper. We got 50 people, but a lot of, you know, a janitor and customer service and, you know, legal and accounting. And when it gets to news, we've got about 20-something people. And a lot of them are switching the computers and running the live show. We need to pretty much double that. And I need you to buy the products. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. They're super high quality. And buy them. Because we can do such... I told you I'd build this. I built it with your help. We'll go to the next level that'll reach, let's be conservative, 5 times as many people. Probably get me killed. But I'm doing it. I'm ramming speed. I'm going in. I'm an X-Wing fully loaded with torpedoes. And I'm going to fire down the reactor shaft. I mean, I'm going in. You understand that? I need you to load the X-Wing with the torpedoes. I need them. I mean, I've been bullseyeing womp rats my whole life. I'm going in against the Death Star right now. I need your help. All right, let's go ahead and go to this piece on William Binney, who's already gone in and blown up a major Death Star, exposing the NSA. Here it is.
The whole point is that under a surveillance state, you have very few liberties. Unless if they don't want you to do certain things, then they have ways and means of getting to you, like they did with us. They came busting in. One of them came running up and pointed a gun at my eyeballs and pulled me out of the shower. You know, if you have nothing to hide, you have nothing to fear. Well, that's a great quote from Joseph Goebbels, first of all. And secondly, it's totally irrelevant what you think. What you think is totally irrelevant. It means absolutely nothing. The government only considers its view of you, and if you're doing something they don't like, they will come after you, no matter what you think of it.
You had the will to march into Congress and to tell them what was going on, the first guy. I mean, that's 10 times bigger than Snowden internally. And to really start this whole internal debate and this avalanche of understanding now, I mean, you were really one of the first people to ring the bell to warn folks that the country as we knew it was being dismantled.
Why else would they keep all these things secret, do things in secret with a secret court, keeping their interpretation secret? I put it down to 3 factors: power, money, and control. If they'd have deployed it, we would have, in my view, there would have been no way we wouldn't have stopped 9/11. The biggest threat I see, anyway, is the federal government and how they're operating in secrecy and basically creating a secret government. So I basically call it the greatest threat to our democracy and republic since the Civil War.
Are you confident that you know everything that's going on within that agency and that you can say to the American people, it's all done the right way?
Yes.
Coming to the InfoWar this Thursday, we'll be airing the detailed mini-documentary with William Binney. It is extremely powerful. Josh Owen is just an amazing video editor. We salute him. I'm Alex Jones. We're back in 70 seconds with Ja'Kari Jackson from Martial Law, Baltimore, Maryland. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming up, we've got one of the most important people in nutraceuticals you've probably never heard of, behind the curtain with the real Vitamin Man. That's in the third hour. We've got economic news, world news, military news, antibiotic resistance news, Jade Helm news. With us in this segment and part of the next, Ja'Kari Jackson, who was there with Joe Biggs. What a great team they make from Ferguson and so many other events. Brave fellas. Last night was more subdued than the night before, but still a lot of looting and burning. And if it follows the same pattern, they will escalate and attack people tonight to try to get a big event going. To sell more martial law, as the mayor said, that they wanted to give folks an area to loot. And in fact, in case people don't believe us, we're going to play that clip right now and then go to Jakari Jackson and get his take on this. Hopefully, though, the public puts enough pressure on the feds who are running this puppet government in Baltimore to not escalate the situation. Let's go ahead and go to that clip of the mayor.
We also gave those who wished to destroy space to do that as well. And we worked very hard to keep that balance and to put ourselves in the best position to de-escalate. And that's what you saw.
All right, let's go to Jakari Jackson in the video feed. If you're a radio listener, Infowars.com/show. Please spread that link to everyone you know. Jakari, your take now being in the middle of martial law 2015.
Jakari Jackson reporting live from Baltimore, Maryland. Yes, Alex, I saw that clip that you just played, the mayor. I didn't think that was a good strategy at all. It's one thing to say that we put them in an area so we could close in and try to stop the violence, but just to have an area for them to run around wild in did not seem to help the situation at all. Last night, we had a chance to go out to the main scene where you guys saw a lot of the footage the previous days. Very strong police presence out there, also National Guard. It was everything from the local police to the county sheriff to the state troopers and also the National Guard. As far as what we personally witnessed, I didn't see any snatch and grabs. I didn't see any rioting or looting going on. I know there's videos of other things going on in other areas. We did see a few of the officers operate somewhat cavalierly with the rubber bullets that they had. One officer, this is the video that we put out last night, he shot multiple rounds at an assailant that we couldn't see because the building was blocking. And then there was another guy who was riding around on his bicycle. I don't think he was threatening the police, just more pestering them, and they shot him in the butt with a rubber bullet. So it's stuff like that going on. Heavy police presence, also plenty of vehicles. I don't know. I guess we've probably seen hundreds of people around town, various vehicles, everything from smaller Humvees to police cruisers, MRAPs, LRADs, whatever they're called, all types of vehicles all around town. And even right now, if you go around to certain areas of the city where they fired out the tear gas last night, you can still get a bit of a lingering effect of that if the wind blows hard enough. So the people here have definitely been affected by this. Most of the people who have been walking by right now are, you know, have a very friendly attitude towards the National Guardsmen. They're taking selfies and all that kind of stuff. And yes, there was a decrease in violence last night, and I definitely think the police presence helped with that. But then again, you know, how long is this going to last? You know, is it going to last a day? Is it going to last a week? You know, how long are they planning to keep this up before things go back to normal? You know, hopefully people can realize they can have a normal community if they just get these get people off the streets who are causing these problems. The police chief came out yesterday in a press conference that I saw. They said we had more parents, like the mom who was running around smacking senseless to her son. You know, these things wouldn't happen as much, and we could have a more peaceful society.
Well said, Jakari. I want to come back and speak to you a little bit more about what you think is going to happen tonight, your predictions, and where you think all this is going, and what type of society are we now, where the police, obviously, with their killer training, are out of control in some areas, but then these events are taken by the media and escalated to where now, around the clock, not even in the summer, we have civil unrest in America that's clearly being fomented. What do you think the end game is? Jakari Jackson, when we return, I'm Alex Jones, Infowars.com/show. Everybody should send that out on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube. Tell your friends and family. That's where everybody can watch the free video feed and find the free podcast, Droid, and iPhone apps. That's how we win the info war.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
About 5 minutes, we're going to get Jakari Jackson's take on what he's seen unfolding in Baltimore, Maryland. I don't just want to talk about this subject this hour. I want to get into a host of issues like this one. This is such a big deal. U.S. economic growth slows to 0.2%. Let's get something straight. I'm not a prophet of doom. I'm someone who understands that facing trends, facing problems, debating them, is what saves civilizations. When civilizations start living in denial, to use the allegory of Superman, nobody gets off the planet when it blows up. Well, we don't have the ability to get off this planet right now, as Stephen Hawking just said. We're not going to make it if we don't. So we need to not have World War III, not release bioweapons, not create nanotech that kills everybody, not do experiments that they admit could cause a chain reaction, a strangelet, or a black hole, or a singularity event, a quantum event that could damage or destroy the planet. Some estimates are if a black hole gets purchased and is able to actually gain mass, it would not just destroy the Earth with what they're doing in Hadron, but would probably suck in the sun and the entire solar system. Off of that mass, it would then begin to travel around the galaxy having snacks. That's not science fiction. Max Planck, the German physicist in 1900, developed the quantum mechanics equations that were later turned into atomic bombs. The atomic bomb is 115 years old. What do you think they have now? NASA believes they've developed a warp drive. Why do you think all these things that you continue to see in the news were in Star Trek 40 years ago? 50 years ago? Because Jack Parsons, who headed up the Space Propulsion Laboratory, was an admitted Satanist. This was even on HBO a few weeks ago in a documentary. I couldn't believe they admitted it. And he hung out with the author of Star Trek. You just can't make this stuff up. And that's why you see Star Trek, it's the UN symbol and everything. I mean, it's all predictive programming. So these are the real issues that affect our species, and we need to have a debate about this. In fact, I was going to wait till the bottom of the hour. I'm going to start doing more uplifting, positive pieces. We already do this, but I want to make a focus on self-help, a focus on empowering the human spirit, a focus on believing in humanity. Do we have that video ready? I don't even know what to call this clip. I'd kind of come up with a headline earlier, but this is the secret to transcending the New World Order. It is the secret to humanity surviving. The simple ideas I lay out transcend the globalist paradigm. This is the secret. It really is to controlling your own destiny. Controlling your own destiny starts when you begin to realize you can begin in increments to change your destiny and the destiny of the world around you. I have changed the destiny of tens of millions of people. You have changed it by supporting me, by magnifying what we say and what we do and what we cover and then adding intel. You have incredible power. Who knows who will cause the spark to move us either towards destruction or away from it? But it isn't about getting the credit for it. It's about seeing the world you've changed. I take incredible pleasure watching mainstream news or listening to mainstream talk radio and hearing them repeat exactly what I said 10 years ago, using terms I coined. I just revel in tuning into almost every major libertarian conservative show, even shows that attack me, and realizing that they have copied the cut of my jib. That is intense pleasure. Not in that it's empowering me and my ego, but that I really cheer on Team Humanity. I really want us to survive. I know the power of humanity, of humankind. And I want to bring that idea back. That's always been the idea of any civilization that rises, is beauty and honor and diligence and creativity. And there's always a struggle between destructiveness and wickedness and oppression and rape and rapine versus our greater angels. So if you want to change the world, look in the mirror, like V from Vendetta says. I know why you did it. You were scared. Who wouldn't be? ISIS, Al-Qaeda, Ebola, the flu, collapsing wages, open borders, race war, And in your fear, you turn to the central government, who is directing the crises themselves, to bring you order. But in exchange for order, you were given tyranny and oppression and lack of freedom. And a media that seeks to topple common sense and attack the family and every form of individual freedom. Oh, there are those who are more responsible, and they will be held accountable. But in the end, you only need to look in the mirror. Let's go ahead and go to this piece, again put together by Josh Owen. Have you ever just paused for a moment and turned off the television and put away People magazine to look around you and realize where we are on this beautiful planet, hurtling through space, orbiting the sun, out on the edge of a spiral arm of the Milky Way galaxy? Because that simple thought, that simple moment of pulling back and getting outside the box, of coming out of the cave into the wider world, has helped me and many others realize how pathetic the global social engineers really are, who would attempt to shutter the psyches, the minds, the creativity of the people even more. I look at the messages put out by Hollywood mainstream media about how ugly we are, about how dumb we are, about how bad we are, how we're a disease on the face of the world, and how we've got to be exterminated. That's a bunch of greedy, hateful, control freaks who are envious of beautiful and smart people, who wish to set themselves up as gods in some type of high-tech nightmare world. I'm here as a 21st century Paul Revere telling you I believe in you. But beyond believing in you, at a cellular level, I know how powerful you are when you realize the true destiny of humanity. And when you understand that you are the heirs of all the humans that came before us that did incredible things to bring us to this point. They say necessity is the mother of invention. We have the necessity to defeat the New World Order, the globalists, the eugenicists, the social engineers that are waging war on our people worldwide. Whether you are old, young, and no matter what color your skin is, we are all brothers and sisters in this human quest going back tens of thousands of years. I don't want us to fail now because a small group of predators learned how we worked and then launched a war against their own species so they could greedily control the entire future destiny. I want the compendium, the great mass of humanity, with our ideas and with our competition and with our loves and passions, to decide the future in an open, free society. Not one based on lies, not one based on fraud, but based on love of humanity and free will. You have the power. You are incredible creatures. You are the heirs of this amazing genetic treasure trove of struggle. Let's not just let humanity survive. Let's build on what we've already done and make our ancestors proud. Because they are watching today. They are inside of us. Every cell, every genetic memory, we are all those that came before us, and we will live forever through our progeny into the future. But make no mistake, there is an epic war, an incredible battle over the future of our species happening right now. You don't want to sit on the sidelines. You don't want to sit in the middle of the road. You want to choose sides wisely. And I have a quote by astronaut Edgar Mitchell from the moon, commenting on his meditation from another heavenly body. You develop an instant global consciousness, a people orientation, an intense dissatisfaction with the state of the world, and a compulsion to do something about it. From out there on the moon, international politics looks so petty. You want to grab a politician by the scruff of the neck and drag him a quarter of a million miles out and say, "Look at that, you son of a bitch. Look at that." That's why I get so angry when I watch known social engineers who want race-based politics and racism posing as if they're the good guys, the judges, the arbitrators, our bosses, telling us we're racist if we use the word thug for looters, or telling us we're anti-government terrorist if we criticize Obamacare, and then to watch people rolling over in fear lest they be called a name. It's a badge of honor to be attacked by the Benedict Arnold media. It's a badge of honor to be under attack by these people. They took the easy way to prey on humanity, to cheat humanity, to keep humanity in the dark. They're the enemy of all that's good. They are vampires. They are predators, and they will destroy our future if they're not dealt with. We'll be back with our reporters, a ton of news, and more.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold grind. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me.
You know, Willie Nelson's a listener.
I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive.
And a lot of other famous people are, but I tell you, Hank Williams Jr., I've been a fan of him since I was a little kid, is a listener.
I can fly with you.
That's been confirmed for years, and I've talked to his son, Hank Williams III. Boy, he's a wild man. He's a listener, lives here in Austin. And we had him ready to come on the show a few years ago, but his advisor said, don't do that. Look at what happened when you talk bad about Obama. You lost your NFL job. And that's where the attempted media intimidation comes in. But that wall of intimidation won't go on forever, because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run, because these old boys were raised on shotguns. We say grace, we say amen, and if you ain't into that, we don't give a you-know-what. And I tell you, good old boys around this world come from every race, color, and creed. And it's people that won't be slaves. And we're looking for men and women who want to control their own destinies to realize there's a global corporate system that doesn't even want families. They want corporate biological units. They want you to be produced in a test tube, grown in an artificial womb, the product of dozens of different parents. That is the THX-1138 Brave New World, Bertrand Russell, Julian Huxley, UNESCO plan. Because you see, those books and films aren't being imitated by government. Those books and films are being written by the family members of the people who were in on the conspiracy. And again, that's not my opinion. I've read the writings of Bertrand Russell. I've read the writings of Julian Huxley, his brother Aldous Huxley. I've listened to their speeches. I've played them here. I've read their quotes. What you hear from me is not my opinion. Oh, everything's distorted through the glass darkly, the rose-colored darkly. And now over our eyes is being descended a digital scanner darkly that PKD saw 30 years ago. Oh, how the human mind can see the future. You be Blade Runner. He say you Blade Runner. Do you understand the world we're now entering? You're not cop, you're little people. All of it predictive programming. All of it preparation for the world the technocrats are building in their image. And their image is far darker and more twisted than any Geiger painting or sculpture that your darkest nightmares could conjure. I've seen over to the enemy's mind. I've looked through the eyes of the globalist. I wouldn't even call it astral projection. I'd call it political projection. I'd call it historical projection. I'd call it immersing myself in their writings, their literature, their culture, so long that I now understand how they think, and it sends shudders. I just got chills from the tip of my toes right back through to my brainstem, with my soul just cringing when I dial into these guys and tears in my eyes. They enjoy dominating the innocent. They destroying everything good and true. For everything that is honorable, beautiful, strong, wholesome, creative, a blessing, hospitality, grace, steadfastness, God-fearing, noble, the enemy is a counterfeit. And you'd say, why would they want to be a counterfeit of good things that are mighty and great? Because the flip image of that is magnificent as well. It's those in the middle that are weak little Renfield golems. But when you turn towards the dark side and look at it in all of its majesty, John the Revelator on Patmos marvel at the beast. And anytime I force my intellect to focus on the full image of all these thousands of pieces and look at it, I'm staring directly in the eyes of Lucifer.
There are, of course, those who do not want us to speak.
Let me think. Just let me think.
I suspect even now orders are being shouted into telephones and men with guns will soon be on their way.
It's Chancellor Sutler.
Damn it.
Why? Because while the truncheon may be used in lieu of conversation, words will always retain their power. Words offer the means to meaning, and for those who will listen, the enunciation of truth.
77.
But the truth is, there is something terribly wrong with this country, isn't there?
You designed it, sir. You wanted it foolproof. You told me every television in London.
Cruelty and injustice, intolerance and oppression. And where once you had the freedom to object, to think and speak as you saw fit, you now have sensors and systems of surveillance coercing your conformity and selecting your submission.
We need cameras.
How did this happen? Who's to blame? Well, certainly there are those who are more responsible than others, and they will be held accountable. But again, truth be told, if you're looking for the guilty, you need only look into a mirror. I know why you did it. I know you were afraid. Who wouldn't be? War, terror, disease. There were a myriad of problems which conspired to corrupt your reason and rob you of your common sense. Fear got the best of you, and in your panic, you turned to the now High Chancellor, Adam Sutler. He promised you order, he promised you peace, and all he demanded in return was your silent, obedient consent.
Is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the info war.
And William Binney is another person just like V from Vendetta with the true courage.
The whole point is that under a surveillance state, you have very few liberties. Unless if they don't want you to do certain things, then they have ways and means of getting to you, like they did with us. They came busting in. One of them came running up and pointed a gun at my eyeballs and pulled me out of the shower. You know, if you have nothing to hide, you have nothing to fear. Well, that's a great quote from Joseph Goebbels, first of all. And secondly, it's totally irrelevant what you think. What you think is totally irrelevant. It means absolutely nothing. The government only considers its view of you, and if you're doing something they don't like, they will come after you, no matter what you think of it.
You had the will to march into Congress and to tell them what was going on, the first guy. I mean, that's 10 times bigger than Snowden internally. And to really start this whole internal debate and this avalanche of understanding now, I mean, you were really one of the first people to ring the bell to warn folks that the country as we knew it was being dismantled.
Why else would they keep all these things secret, do things in secret with a secret court, keeping their interpretation secret? I put it down to three factors: power, money, and control. If they'd have deployed it, we would have We would have, in my view, there would have been no way we wouldn't have stopped 9/11. The biggest threat I see, anyway, is the federal government and how they're operating in secrecy and basically creating a secret government. So I basically call it the greatest threat to our democracy and republic since the Civil War.
Are you confident that you know everything that's going on within that agency, and that you can say to the American people, it's all done the right way?
Yes.
Coming to the InfoWar this Thursday, the mini documentary. I haven't even decided on the name of it yet, but it's with William Binney in extensive interviews we did in studio and also driving around in a car downtown. A very powerful what's coming up and certainly needs to get out to the public. You know, I couldn't say that I know everything going on or even a lot of what's going on in my own office. If I did, there are some offices run like that. Nothing gets done. You just try to hire people that then prove themselves you can trust to carry out a mission. You really can't have slavery in a successful company that's liberty-based. You've got to lead. And you've got to people that want to be part of the mission. And that's well-known in leadership. But under the modern corporate model, it's all about domination and robotic control. That's why they're going to robots. That's how you enslave people, is cutting out the organic system that humans control and run and forcing that artificiality. And that's not me saying that. That's the establishment. Sure, I saw it 20 years ago and warned you, but now it's so far along, it's in the news every day. The smart meters tracking you and taxing you and controlling your thermostat and the driverless cars. Oh, yeah, they're going to be driverless in a couple of years and driving will be banned by humans. First, we're going to tax you more if you try to drive. Then we'll just ban you. Oh, you know what? The new cars are coming out. They're already quasi-driverless. They'll slam on the brakes if a car slams on and you don't see it. They'll report back what you're doing to police. See, they're just doing it. They don't announce it. They just do it. And we go and ferret out what's in the internal documents, what's in the trade publications, years before, decades before. It's ubiquitous. We go, hey, your Scientific Atlantic cable box has a microphone and a camera in 1998, watching and listening to you. Here, let me bust it open on TV and show you the blueprints and show you the microphone. And I got death threats that very night and then had stalkers going after my sister within 2 days. And people calling me saying, we're going to cut your head off if you don't shut up. Because, see, back then, people were like, what? There's a microphone and a camera? They were getting upset. Now they're just like, yeah, there's a microphone and a camera. I use it to interface with it. Yeah. And they admit they're listening and watching you and telling you in the terms and conditions of all the new major smart TV manufacturers that they are watching and listening and selling what happens in your house, what you say and do, to third parties, bigger than Dallas, bigger than Dolly Parton, in your face. So frustrating. I mean, I've said this 1,000 times, I'll say it again. I'm just a regular, organic person. Normal Americana values, normal survival instinct, watching total evil take over. I mean, if the elite were watching and listening to us, I would say down the road it could be dangerous. They could abuse it. If they weren't putting cancer viruses in the vaccines and hydrofluorosilicic electrified fluoride, acid, psychotropic acid, not acid in the 60s acid, but a psychotropic adjuvant acid, to accelerate the other stuff they're adding to the water. You know how expensive it would be for them to put enough synthetic Prozac in to really control the population unless you add fluoride, the same molecule? They add the fluoride to supercharge the other drugs they're adding. And you know, this is a real blind spot we have. We're so close to this that when the government finally comes out and says we're cutting fluoride by half, it's causing brain damage and bone cancer and your teeth to fracture, blah, 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 no one even talks about it. I was telling a friend yesterday, yeah, the government admits fluoride's causing cancer and they just cut it in water by half. And I knew the person would read it on their phone in front of me and then go with the spin that was there that, oh, well, that was just because it causes dental fluorosis. That's what they went with in the news, not what the actual report says. And I just know exactly how people respond. It's sickening. It's sickening. It's disgusting. It's an absolute fact. The White House science czar wrote a book in the 70s, and in it they admit fluoridation is there to reduce your fertility and make you docile and stupid. It's called Ecoscience. It's in my office. It's free online. That's not true. They tried to block Scribs a few months ago and had it taken down, but everybody just reposted it. Some book out of print, taxpayer paid for, 1,100 pages long, and they don't want that little goblin, that little knuckle dragon, night crawling thug piece of trash, snake, John P. Holdren. And he wrote that book. He wrote that book. Paul Ehrlich and his wife. They even bill themselves as saviors of the earth. You know, Hitler said he wanted to exterminate most of the global population to save the earth. Plato said that 2,400 years ago. See, if you're Jeffrey Dahmer and just kill 15 people, you're a ghoul, a monster, a demon. But if you kill tens of millions for the earth, you're a saint. And they all advocate this, and they're high and mighty, and they know what to do. And, well, yes, we've got to manage the public, and if we don't dumb them down, they'll question too much, and that's why they try to hire cops now with under 100 IQs. Because, see, we're just the tail end of humanity. We're being phased out. The rise of the machines is here. The decision has been made. Well, let me give you a little newsflash, scum. I've made the decision. And billions of other people are in the process of making the decision. Hundreds of millions already have. The chain reaction's already lit. You know it. You admit it in all your congressional and UN hearings. You're all running around scared to death. So now you've gone from denying everything to going, yeah, we got Swiss bank accounts, the Socialist Party in France, and don't pay taxes. So what? Yeah, you know what? We really do put that stuff in your water. Big deal. Yeah, you know what? We really are. Set up a world government. Now you hope you can just hide in plain view. That's not going to fly either. As your plan unfolds, people are going to know it was you. And so you're stoking racial and religious and ethnic and regional differences all over the world as part of the great game of sectarian manipulation desperately, and that's only going to work so long. And we, the people of every race, color, creed worldwide, are now understanding your operation, and we're now exposing it. And we've reached critical mass. We've reached event horizon. You can feel the enemy burning under the heat. Now, in the scale of the next 10 to 20 years, when this fight will be decided, in my view, to a great extent, people are going to think the globalists are winning. Folks are going to think that they're unstoppable, that they're invincible. And it will appear that they're winning on many fronts, but their desperate move will actually force humanity to resist in ways that are new and inventive. And in the final equation, the tyranny will fall. There's a spark in humanity that dreams of freedom. And as it gets more and more oppressive, more and more wicked, more and more dominating, no amount of drugs, no amount of entertainment, no amount of nihilism for the elite and their minions will quench their thirst. And as they begin, like Saul of Tarsus, on the road to Damascus, to be struck with reality, and when they feel the incredible empowerment of joining with life and justice and truth, like a chain reaction, we will see a revival of the human spirit, not a revival of these glitter bugs CIA recruited in Texas and other states in the 1970s, revival con men preachers to go out and discredit Christianity, but a true revival, a Christ-based revival within the human soul, written on the spirit, that will instantly transcend Satan's paradigm. We are entering the most fabulous time in human existence. But we first have to go through this squall, this storm. And we're now entering that storm. The metal is now being put into the furnace. The great testing is now to begin. The age-old foretold time of massive accelerated change is upon us. May you live in interesting times, to quote the double-edged Chinese parable. You live, I live, we live in interesting times. Choose wisely. Because in this universe, everything comes in threes. You were born and you live and you have a life and a consciousness. You are a manifestation of the genetics and the struggles and the compressed instincts and memories of all those that came before you. And the genetic retweaking of the mitochondrial DNA when a new male is created and new data from the female is transmitted forward in an attempt to make the species survive. Males are just combat model females. The geneticists all know this. This is in all the top literature. That's why that's the joke of men and women fighting with each other. It's completely ridiculous. I mean, it's crazy, ladies and gentlemen. And by manifesting into the future, you are living now, the genetics that came before you are living, and then above that, there is a spirit that interfaces with that and in this earth suit that we have. And the enemy knows that. They understand that, and they're trying to hack it, they're trying to block it, they're trying to control it, because they won't be in control if humanity's in control. The elite see themselves as a new species. And I haven't even gotten into the news completely yet. I apologize, but I'm just really focusing in on getting past all the minutia and thinking about the big picture, as I said earlier. There is no doubt we are the people that came before us. They've proven the epigenetics. They've proven you've got the compressed memories of your ancestors. And everything they do is to block those. And now the top scientists are looking into the DNA and how the DNA resonates like a receiver and is being interfaced with by the universe itself. We're antennas dialed into the space winds. How fabulous and fantastic is that? And you can feel them once you open yourself up to it, once you dial in. It's beyond anything you could even imagine. But the enemy has dialed into something else. The enemy has dialed into something very dark and not of this dimension. You can definitely tell that. You can sense it. You can see it. And that, my friends, is the rest of the story. I'm going to come back with the economy and the Russia situation and the situation in Iraq. I will cover it all. We have a guest coming in studio here in about 15 minutes. Before I go any further, I just want to encourage everyone to support this broadcast. We do it with things everybody needs. High-quality water filters that cut out the fluoride, the glyphosate. You're insane if you don't do that. We have high-quality ones at the lowest price you're going to find. Promo code WATER, 10% off, 30 lowest price, InfoWarsStore.com. We've got what I believe is the most focused, hardcore nutraceutical supplements out there, whether it's Child Ease to calm your kids down and focus them, or whether it's the 50% off two bottles of high quality colloidal silver and a free bottle of the fluoride shield and free shipping. I mean, half off, free bottle, and free shipping. The most over the top special we've ever offered. It's over in 2 days. In fact, we have a countdown on the front page. What is it, 2 days or less? InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWarsStore.com. Yeah, there's 1 day, 12 hours, 9 minutes, 22 seconds. InfoWarsLife.com. We've got the Alex Challenge Pack. That ends as well. Free shipping on the Nation Iodine, the Super Male Vitality, and the Oxy Powder. Great, great trifecta. Good things coming through, as I just said. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. Clinton's now come out. The article's on Infowars.com by Kurt Nemo, and blamed the race riots, and that's what they are, on income inequity. Not on the drug war that Clinton brought into high gear. Not on Obama, who's under his policies and globalist policies, doubled black unemployment to the highest level ever. It's doubled in 7 years. But don't worry, white people did it. Well, actually, a bunch of white people running megabanks, I guess, kind of did. But let's just get them to blame, you know, an RT camera person or something that had nothing to do with it. Simply amazing. Simply amazing to see that. And that brings me to my next story that I mentioned earlier. This is a big deal because if you go to John Williams Shadow Stats or you go to just different analysts we've had on, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, they cook unemployment, they cook inflation, they cook it all. They cook growth. A couple points when it comes to growth, at least. So 2-3 points negative growth. And the growth we've got is selective through government contracts and corporate welfare. And remember, we've had QE unlimited, QE infinity up until now, and they're still involved in quantitative easing. So even with trillions of dollars being given to select banks, remember, we don't get it. We don't get low interest rates at payday loans or, you know, car loans. It's like 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Some credit cards are 30, 40%. You don't get that. They get the free credit, which is free money. So when you hear 0.2, that is the sound of a needle going across a record. I mean, that is, or two cars smashing into each other. The U.S. economy grew at an annual rate of just 0.2 in 3 months to end of March, official figures show. The growth figure was far lower than expectations. Analysts had forecast growth would be about 1%. I mean, 1% doesn't even fit for inflation. I mean, they're claiming inflation's like 6%. That's, folks, inflation's like 10%, according to all the top economists. They use the old ways of calculating it. And they blame harsh winter weather for a second year. You mean cold winter weather? Oh, but global warming's real. Pay some taxes on carbon dioxide. That'll fix it. While they build antimatter bombs and release nanotech and GMO in the air. I mean, God knows. Our planet is in an emergency situation. And they've got us worried about carbon dioxide. I mean, it just shows how crazy the elite are. I mean, it's like they're worse than the villains from Hellraiser. I mean, they are just a pack of demons. They've almost sold America on torturing people's kids in front of them to get answers. I mean, it's just, the sky's the limit. Like I said, they teach three-year-olds now how to, I just can't even say it on air. And it just gets crazier and crazier and crazier and crazier. I had Dr. Frederick Whitehurst on 18 years ago. Then I had him on about 5-6 years ago, and then about a year ago. I want to get him back on. The FBI sent innocent people to their deaths for decades. Special report on Infowars.com. And it just goes into the mainstream admissions now that almost everybody was framed. They would just basically set people up or just not care and just certify whatever. And every other major crime lab from Dallas to Houston to, I'm just mentioning my state, Seattle, you name it, has been caught framing people. Oh, but the forensic shows show how they're getting the bad guys. Oh, yeah. And there are some good people in these forensic labs. They'll get pressured to frame people. That's why we keep learning about it. So here is the good news. There are a ton of people in these crime labs that actually do their jobs and do actually bust people. But it takes time, it takes energy, and they won't frame folks. But then they'll come in and say, we need a conviction, or we need that, we don't need a conviction. DA wants to drop this, but we've got their blood, it's them, we got his fingerprints. Another case, well, we can't prove it. Well, he's got armed robber, so let's just say he did it. You see how that works? I mean, you can't trust anything the system does, folks. The feds have a 97% conviction rate. Okay, I mean, that's not a free country. They'll be back. Stay with us. It's fraud. Today.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Our report. reporters are on the ground in Baltimore, Maryland. We'll have more coverage live tonight. They're also going over to the Walmarts where they're refusing to sell ammo to people to protect themselves. We've also got a collection of Twitter photos and images and videos from the streets of Baltimore. The images that the media doesn't want you to see, pictures and footage you won't see on TV. Baltimore citizens are done with mindless rioters. And of all races, colors, and creeds, they're coming together. And that is the last thing the White House wants. They want absolute balkanization. But then they can also then grandstand and act like that they're trying to de-escalate the situation as well. But a lot of powerful photos and videos up there on the site. Other good news, GMOs getting pulled at more and more major institutions. We'll cover that in the next segment. The bad news is our economy is being purposely consolidated, vertically integrated, collapsed, because they know you're voting with your euros and your dollars and your yen and your yuan and your shekels and your rubles to have more choice, to have higher quality. Big globalist institutions from McDonald's to Coca-Cola are in trouble. When you get internal memos from Bilderberg, as we have, it's all about controlled integrated economies to basically get the general public on welfare so they're dependent, and then you only have folks that work for corporations, and soon the military won't even have jobs because it's going to be robots and drones and autonomous computers that run it with central war planners that program the attack profiles. So, again, major tectonic, geopolitical, sociological, cultural mass shifts going on everywhere. Why the future doesn't need us? Because the establishment doesn't want us and thinks we're ugly and stupid. And they sit up there in their ivory towers built on the ashes and the bones and the hard work of the people and then think they don't need the public. As if the elites are going to build a system not meant for 90% of the world, as if they won't end up being chewed up by this technocratic terror that they're building. So to quote Darth Vader, don't be too proud of this technological terror you've constructed. You dig a pit, you end up falling into it yourself. In fact, I've got it here in my stack that Tyson's going to phase out antibiotics. McDonald's is getting rid of it. But really, they're just saying the type humans take. But at least it's a step in the right direction so that it won't create mutations in bugs that supposedly affect humans. But variants of the same antibiotics will still cause the same problem. At least on the surface, though, they're trying to act like they're changing to lure you back in to eat their food. Chipotle and others are announcing it. Dreyer's Ice Cream, Bluebell. I mean, there's announcements every few days now. Thousands of companies. I mean, you go to the store now, even mainline stores, and it's, we're organic. We don't have high fructose corn syrup. You know, we've got vitamins infused, but is it organic? Is it non-synthetic? We have David Breckler joining us, who, if you're not a nutraceutical insider, you probably don't even know who he is, but he is the vitamin man. I'm dubbing him that. He didn't do that himself. He's going to be in studio with us talking about some really positive things that are happening. Guys, can you print me the ABC or London Guardian from yesterday about them saying take the fluoride out of the water as well, the government? I mean, a huge victory, but we're still getting called kooks saying it's bad for you. No, the truth is we're winning. Humanity's winning. And if we fight for ideas and fight for liberty and fight for choice and don't fight over race or whether you're a cop or you're not a cop and stop hating each other like the central systems want, we can have a new renaissance. Because the darker it gets, the more bright that light is. And you are one of those lights. People say, what is that, George Herbert Walker Bush, Illuminati, 1,000 points of light? They always take everything that's already true and that's God's creation, and they create a counterfeit. But we are billions of points of light.
To stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, we've got David Breckler for the balance of the hour in studio with us. He's a nutraceutical industry expert, CEO, one of the biggest companies out there, and consultant to multi-billion-dollar supplement companies, who's worked with top manufacturers and stores over the past 20 years, including Whole Foods, Vitacost, Sprouts, Swanson Health, Vitamin Shoppe, and many others. Now, David uses his expertise in the field to help formulate the most high-quality nutraceuticals for the InfoWars Life brand as well. We're very excited about him helping us out with at least four of our products. 20 years in the nutraceutical industry as a consultant to billion-dollar supplement companies, works with top manufacturers and stores, including Whole Foods, natural approach versus big pharma drugs, the difference. And we went to him when we wanted to continue to expand our line and have the cleanest, the best. In fact, I told him when I knew you could come to town 2 weeks ago, and I think we probably forgot and didn't do it, but some of the tests are up on InfoWars.com and InfoWarsLife.com. We send them off to all the big testers, even though you guys test it. We've been sending your products and some of the others off, and they go, we never see this. It's even below California standards. There's nothing. No contaminants, which is supposedly impossible because there's, parts per billion of anything in the air. So we've been seeing some bizarre results. And I told Anthony weeks ago we should do a whole report showing those. We're going to do that soon because they're like thinking it's the Twilight Zone now at this point. With some of our products, they have like 15 ingredients and there's nothing in there. These spectrometers or whatever can find nothing bad. I mean, that is unprecedented. And this is not an infomercial for InfoWarsLife.com. Even though we fund ourselves, I'll probably plug it 2 or 3 minutes this hour. I wanted to actually do something other talk show hosts don't do. Actually bring you industry experts in here like David Breckler, who I would call the Vitamin Man or Mr. Nutraceutical. You've got the Food Babe and stuff like that. You got the Health Ranger. But we've got Mr. Vitamin here with us. We're going to talk about the difference between true and junk supplements, fake vitamins, quality control, mainstream medicine's failure to address the root issues with toxic medicines, how mainstream medicine was made popular, the original health conspiracy, natural approach versus big pharma drugs, how to identify if you're being sold junk. We use one of the top herbal identifiers in the world. And so, David Breckler, thank you so much for joining us.
All right, Alex, it's an honor to be here. Long-time listener.
It's an honor to have you. And we're also going to get into this. U.S. lowers fluoride levels in drinking water for first time in 50 years, showing problems with cancer, brain damage, teeth fracturing, fluorosis. Everything the alternative health groups and vitamin groups have been saying, the ones that care, a lot of them just put out crap and aren't politically involved because the government will come after you, but you've been politically involved. We salute you. How big a victory is this? How big a victory is Tyson, McDonald's, Chipotle, all the last 3 weeks saying we're going to get rid of the human antibiotics, we're going to get rid of the human bovine growth hormone, synthetic. I mean, every day we're seeing victories that years ago would have been off the chart, to the point if I almost didn't even say anything yesterday. Oh, look, they admit fluoride's killing you. They're cutting it by half. This is a devastating victory. Mm-hmm. And it's because their own scientists, almost to a person, have been raising hell. Excuse me, I'm ranting. It's so good to have you here.
All right, thanks a lot, Alex. And congratulations. The fluoride victory has a lot to do with this program.
Really?
It does. You're spreading the message more than anybody. And, we really believe that health freedom and political freedom go hand in hand. And this this issue is a great example of it. Here's a situation where the political side of it can actually start to positively affect people's health. And the fluoride in the water is one of the most dangerous things going on right now. It's absolutely criminal.
Well, the reason I get so excited is every time humanity fights, we turn things around. But 95% of people aren't getting involved because they think they've got to fix it all themselves. No, you've just got to change the way you live. I mean, I'm still not that healthy, but I've lost 60-something pounds. I look a lot better. And in a couple of years, I'll be back to what I was when I was 20.
Yeah,
I mean, it's a process.
Yeah, absolutely. Affluent and smart people are not drinking tap water. They're just not. They're drinking good, high-quality bottled water. But we need that for everybody. Everybody should get it. And I would say that the next victory is to get the fluoride out of the water completely. That'll be the next step.
As a major CEO, how big a deal is it, this happening?
Huge, huge. Because, like you've been saying for years, they've never medicated a whole society through the drinking water. And they can't control the dosing. And the equipment that actually puts the fluoride in the water breaks and has failures all the time. So even though they're lowering the amount of fluoride, they're still having catastrophic failures.
Well, sure. Well, the hydrofluorosilicic acid, as you know, gets supercharged into an acid. It's not calcium fluoride that you need a little bit of. And it's like alien blood from Alien. It literally eats through multi-floors one drop.
Exactly.
That's why the equipment is just...
That's why it's breaking. It corrodes the equipment that they use to inject it into the water.
They wear spacesuits to mess with it.
To handle it. No, it's unbelievable they're putting that in the water. It really is.
But here it is. Oh, my gosh. They're cutting half of it out the water. They've banned it to be used as a pesticide because it bioaccumulates. I mean, that is a victory.
Yeah, you know, one of the crux of the issues with the fluoride, too, is that, you know, there's never been one double-blind controlled study that actually proves that ingesting fluoride lowers dental cavities. And they use the research that comes from the topical use of fluoride to substantiate the oral ingestion of it. So one day I called the ADA to find out, where are the studies? And they called me back and they said, hey, tough luck. Go find your own studies. So here it is. The ADA doesn't even have one study that shows the fluoride in the drinking water lowers cavities.
What we have is Harvard 3 years ago looked at 25, and every one of them found IQ reduction, you name it. And then we have hundreds of studies on bone cancer. We have it all.
Yep. Those are substantiated, and it's ethnospecific. It lowers IQ more in certain populations.
I'd rather have rotten teeth than a high IQ, but look, my dad's a dentist. It's true. Pharmaceutical-grade fluoride will strengthen your teeth topically. It's toxic, but I'll be honest. I still get fluoride treatments, and I have great teeth. But I only get them every few years, and I spit it all out, and I get a headache afterwards, but it's something I do. I don't, though, ingest it every day. Look, when I put sunscreen on, I use organic, and I also don't drink it. That's like fluoride. I mean, yep. Why would you drink sunscreen to stop getting sunburned?
Yeah, especially considering it's never been proven to be effective. Never. And yet they're putting it in everybody's water.
Well, I tell you, listen, I can sit here and dominate discussions, as you know, David, but you're an amazing guy to talk to behind the scenes. You're good friends with Anthony Gucciardi. You've helped us so much at InfoWarsLife.com. I was flattered to learn that you're a listener and follow the show. Where do you want to begin giving people the inside? And you're not even, you're a major CEO. We're not going to get into your company here, you know, like, oh, yours is the best or whatever, even though it is. We're just going to look at the angle of, as an insider, the secrets of the nutraceutical vitamin system, the outside Codex Alimentarius attempted takeover. I want to look at it from the governments and corporations trying to shut it down, and then what's happening inside of it as well.
Yeah, you know, Alex, we're lucky that we could even buy these supplements because they do want to shut it down. We are a major competition to Big Pharma. And because we actually have better products. If you look at the Big Pharma, find me a great product that Big Pharma has. They don't have any.
St. John's Wort, WebMD, 20 years ago, what, double better than Prozac and double-blind studies?
Exactly. Without the side effects. It doesn't turn you into a homicidal maniac. Imagine that. It's even safe, you know, it's safe for almost everybody.
And it's a fact that Mother Nature had something better.
Yep. And, you know, it's great to see this platform because health freedom and political freedom go hand in hand. If you don't have the political freedom to treat your own body, then you've really lost your freedom. And that's what's really great about the show is that you're constantly promoting both political freedom and health freedom. They go hand in hand. And to all the listeners out there, as this thing starts to wind up, the government is going to come after our supplements. They've done it before and they'll do it again.
Oh, they admit they've got all these attorney generals lining up with the feds to do it. They say, I mean, I've had folks on from Codex Alimentarius. Explain to folks what that is, because people go, the UN wants our supplements? Yes, in Europe, they've already lowered the allowances of what you can even get and jacked up prices.
Yeah, well, thanks to Bill Clinton, he signed all this Codex and NAFTA, which makes international guidelines to what you can supply. So people in Europe are going to say, you can only have 10 milligrams of vitamin C. That's the limit. So they're going to make it worldwide. You won't be able to get a vitamin C more than 10 milligrams if that's what they decide in Belgium.
And then it makes it impossible to be a mass producer and sell to a bunch of countries because everyone's different through a global treaty.
Yep. And meanwhile, the whole world is buying U.S. supplements. You know, the Chinese market is expanding quickly right now. And consumers in China, they want American-made supplements because they're the highest quality in the world.
Because it's kind of good that we get harassed by the FDA because it makes us the best.
Exactly. Well, you know, I work with a lot of California companies, and California has the highest standards for heavy metals and for general quality control. So that's why when you test the products, yeah, they're squeaky clean.
Well, we know we're a target anyway, so that's why we go super neurotic.
Yeah, well, you're doing a great job. Some of the products you have, like your DNA Force, is one of the most advanced nutraceutical products in the world.
And you guys didn't even...
That's not even my product.
I mean, it really is expensive. I mean...
No, you guys are on the cutting edge and just supplying the information and the products to go with it. It's a great place to buy your supplements.
Well, I mean, number one, I want to reap what I sow, but also we know we're targets. So people can be guaranteed that we're having it triple tested.
Yep, absolutely.
And we've got all the filing cabinets ready and everything done just right. And, you know, everything with yellow tape on it. We've got all the every neurotic rule and the lawyers and the science. And we're trying to do a good job.
Yeah, you're doing a fantastic job.
Well, when I come back after this break with our guest, David Breckler, we're going to get into mainstream medicine's failure, all those points, difference between true and junk supplements. Because, look, I'm not going to name names here. We go out, we could put out for $20 a bottle of something that costs us $1 with the bottle. And we go to these other, that's why we ended up working with you guys, because you guys want to put out really high quality stuff. We go out there and people are like, yeah, and these are other big companies. You want to spend $15 on what goes in the bottle or $50? Are you insane? And we're like, yeah, we actually want real stuff. And we're going to talk about that because and versus synthetic vitamins, real vitamins. This is so important. David Breckler visits us here at the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us. David Breckler, the vitamin man, the insider, is our guest. All right, you've got the floor, because during the breaks, you are really breaking it down. Amazing intel information. You were telling me the war's here, the next big wave that we see every 8-9 years to restrict supplements and health freedom, along with Obamacare. This is the takeover of healthcare. One of the few growth industries in our country is supplements. They're coming after it. One of our only exports is supplements. They're coming after our economy. David, break it down.
Yeah, we're really lucky to be able to buy these supplements here in America, because a lot of countries, you can't buy them. Canada is really restricted, and many places in Europe, it's very, very restricted in what you can buy. So to be able to take your own responsibility, look out for your own health care, is really unique in America, and it's something that we all have to fight to keep.
Other big news, you were just talking about Prozac during the break.
Yeah, well, you know, InfoWars breaks the news on Prozac better than any other news organization. Every time there's one of these mass murders, you know it. The guy's on some form of antidepressant or SSRI drug. And, you know, I was telling Alex during the break that, you know, they've got the Prozac up on the screen right here. And Prozac was one of the number one antidepressants, but it doesn't work. It's not that clinically effective on normal depression. So you get addicted to the stuff. You can't get off of it. And you go to the doctor. Since he can't get you off the Prozac, he puts you on Abilify. And Abilify is now the number one drug in the world. If you look up on the drug charts, they're selling more Abilify than anything. Well, you know the insert in Prozac says it'll turn you into a homicidal maniac. Well, they've never studied what's going to happen when you take Abilify with the Prozac. And that's why we're seeing so much crazy violence in the world today.
Sure, we got 20% of the public on some type of this class of stuff, and it's only growing. But since you mentioned that, a month ago, the Washington Post reported there's a move to pass laws where they don't have to put this in the inserts anymore. So now they won't even tell us it'll make you kill people.
Yeah, you know, it's like the flu insert. I was just talking to Anthony about it. And the flu insert inside the flu insert that they give you says that this has been shown to be clinically ineffective to stop the flu. In the insert, they're giving you the flu shot and they're telling you it doesn't work right in their own materials. I mean, I don't know
that's
how
like
much clearer.
That's like a WWF ticket or WWE ticket tells you it's all an act, but people still think it's real.
Yeah, we think it actually probably increases the frequency of flu.
Well, that's what the studies show. Yeah. It doubles it.
Yeah, it doubles it. So, of course, they can't tell you it's good for it. So they want to keep this information away from you. Same way they want to get rid of the warnings in the commercials that you see on TV.
Yeah, that's the, yeah.
I mean, aren't we sick of hearing these drug commercials? You can't advertise liquor or cigarettes. Get the prescription drug commercials off the TV. Don't you agree?
Absolutely. Well, and it'll show some woman really happy, but it'll go cause a stroke, death, heart attacks, or may make you kill people, or may make you sleepwalk. I mean, it's like, you know, why would I want to take this?
Or ask your doctor. Shouldn't your doctor be asking you what you need? Instead of you asking the doctor, give me this drug?
The crazy thing is I've talked to medical doctors when I get checkups, and I'll say, can I have this? Can I have that? And they're like, yeah, yeah. I mean, it's crazy.
They're they're drug pushers. MDs are drug pushers.
Pez pill dispensers.
Absolutely. That's what they're there for. 15 minutes, they'll sell you some drugs. And even, you know, some of the top drugs in the world today, like the statin drugs for Lipitor for lowering cholesterol. Well, Lipitor and these other cholesterol-lowering drugs don't lower the chance for heart attack or stroke in the normal population. 1%, zero. Not even 1% reduction in heart attack or stroke. So everybody out there that's on one of these statin drugs, the reason you're taking it is so you don't have a heart attack or stroke, but it's not effective. It doesn't work.
And their own inserts say that. That's what's crazy. I've had so many medical doctors on that point out Alzheimer's is going up for a lot of reasons, but the big one is your brain is made up of cholesterol.
Absolutely.
Something like 80% of the solid part, it's mainly water, but the solid part's mainly oil. And so you're taking something that suppresses that. Goodbye, brain.
Yeah, well, you had Joe Wallach on here telling the Alzheimer's people to eat 18 eggs a day. Well, that's probably smart.
Well, my uncle was in a motorcycle accident. I love motorcycles, but God, are they dangerous. And, you know, he went from being a super smart guy, was going to be a professional baseball player. He was like 16, 17, to horrible seizures. Well, finally got a doctor 20 years ago that said, eat steaks, eat eggs, you need fat. And it made most of it go away.
Yeah.
Better than the drugs was just, I mean, he sits there and eats like 8 eggs a day.
Yeah, you know, another great example of this is I know people that have had extreme nerve pain, headaches, disassociations, confusion, depression, and they don't know what's wrong with them. And I'll look at them and I'll ask them one question. Are you drinking diet soda? Oh, yeah. I drink 2 or 3 6-packs
a day. It's wood alcohol.
Yeah, it's wood alcohol. It will make you brain dead, the stuff. You go to your MD, they'll send you to 20 neurologists. Not one of them will ask you, are you drinking diet soda?
Glenn Beck was having ocular degeneration that they admit aspartame, you know, wood alcohol makes you go blind. And he made a big joke about it and said, I don't want your help.
Yep.
And I was just like, hey, Glenn, I put an article up, Drudge linked to it. Here's some stories about it making you go blind. You drink Diet Coke, stop it.
Yep.
With aspartame, and he didn't want the help. We're going to come back and get into the dirty little secrets of vitamin
We're
companies.
We're on the
mark.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
The nightly news tonight, 7 o'clock Central, is going to have excerpts and maybe even live feeds of Jakari Jackson and Joe Biggs up in Baltimore, Maryland. You can see that the government's testing, selling us on the militarization of police, martial law, going into the summer that is coming up as a political diversion. We're going to be here tracking the entire situation. David Breckler, the vitamin man, a big industry insider, is here. And I know you're a classy guy. You don't like to talk bad about some people in the industry or whatever. We're not going to name names. But in the inside baseball and the almost daily discussions that, you know, we have with you and folks about how to have the best quality, how to have groundbreaking things, but also basic staples, truly organic stuff that's bioavailable, people need to understand that it's going to be bad practices in the industry when the U.S. is already the leader for quality. Mm-hmm. That is going to end up letting the FDA come in and try to shut down our health freedom. So give people some of the secrets, the difference between true and junk supplements, fake vitamins, quality control, and some of the secrets.
Well, some of the issues is that a lot of the raw materials that are being used nowadays are come in a powdered form. So if a manufacturer receives a bag of a brown powder, they've got to go through the work to identify it to make sure that it's the real thing, that that's what they're looking for. Besides testing for adulterants, heavy metals, chemical residues, and other things like that.
So it's an added cost. Everything's being tested over and over again. That's why if something's cheap, you can tell it's not being tested.
Absolutely. The testing is the most important thing. And a lot of these raw materials are coming from the third world. You buy herbs from India, from China, they're coming from the third world. So it needs that foresight and oversight to make sure that these are actually what you're buying. And that was part of the problem with the thing in New York. They said that people were selling herbs that weren't actually the herb. Well, that doesn't even begin to address the issues of adulterants. So you got to make sure you have the right herb to start with. So I work with some of the top QA people in the world that do the testing to make sure that these are actually what you're buying.
And then we go further. We test what you send again at the top labs in the country. We have a bunch of them listed on InfoWarsLife.com, and these people go, man, this is so clean.
Yeah, it's super important, and that's why you've got to go with quality manufacturers.
Well, I don't want to be like, to list one group that was known that launched Schwarzenegger, was it Wender or whatever, back in the 60s?
Weider.
Yeah, Weider, and they were the top thing in the world until they got caught with fillers.
Yeah.
So also just from a business standpoint, I don't ever want to have a problem, because I'm in the media, they're going to come after me, and then my business is done.
Yeah, I know that, because I sell to you guys, and I know that's a top priority for you.
Well, I mean, I just don't get the common sense, though. It's good business to want to have the best quality.
Absolutely, and people will know it. These products are effective. They're experiential. You take this stuff, like your mail product, you know it works. There's no doubt.
Yeah, absolutely. It works a little too well. Like a jackrabbit. I'm sorry. Anyways, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but, buying from legitimate companies, and that goes back to what I was saying about people all over the world want supplements made in the USA. Because we have the highest standard for it. And these companies that supply the raw materials are like big pharma companies, except they're like the good guys. They're selling the natural alternatives, but they're ultra sophisticated. You're dealing with very, very high-end companies with huge manufacturing factories in Germany, in Italy, all over the world.
Well, that's right. You go to medical doctors now. This is exciting. You see whole areas where they're promoting nutraceuticals that you can only get from a doctor, and it's the very stuff you are putting out in others, just with a price tag three times.
Exactly. And the products that you sell on your site are a great value and high quality. There's no doubt about it.
It's amazing. Keep telling us the secrets.
Well,
a synthetic versus the real deal.
Well, you want to try to get your vitamins as natural and assimilable as possible, obviously. And things like your colloidal silver. I mean, silver is a natural element. There's nothing in there but silver and water. That's about as basic and natural as you can get. And same with the herbs. If you get something like your new Childies product, it has some of the top herbal extractions in the world, made by the top herbal extractor in the world. So you're getting something that's totally pure, it's efficacious, it's high quality, and it's the best you can get. And I think, something like the Childies, it's so important because we have a drug culture in this country. We're putting people on Prozac, even though it doesn't work. We're fluoridating them, even though it doesn't stop cavities. And even worse than that, we're putting small children on stimulant drugs in order to help them focus more. But what you're offering now is a natural alternative to that that does it even better, and it's healthy for them.
Well, I don't use illegal drugs. I don't even use a lot of prescription drugs other than, I don't even really use prescription drugs. I had surgery and never even took the pain pills except the first 2 days. But I did, I guess it was 15 years ago, was talking to some folks that were prescribing it to their kid. And they said, you want to try one? I guess it's Adderall.
Yeah.
Man, I was speeding until 3 in the morning, woke up the next day, felt the worst hangover of my life. And I took a child dose of it just to literally see what it would do. Because I'm not a marijuana fan, but I'll test it out once a year. The stuff's incredibly strong. I'm for decriminalization, but let me tell you, this stuff's dangerous. I mean, I know it has medical marijuana uses. It's an amazing plant, but it's turned people into zombies. And I've literally tested it like the cops do, just to see what it's doing. I can't believe that they were giving this kid two of these pills a day. He was 11 years old. He'd been on it for years. And of course it calms them down, because speed after a few months burns you out. I mean, talk about a zombie.
Yeah, but your Childies product has Gotacola in it. And Gotacola, it has a similar effect. It actually stimulates the forebrain and allows kids to focus better. But meanwhile, it has a lot of nerve tonics in it that actually strengthen and build the nervous system for the kids. So you're helping them in the long run.
Oh, yeah. We've had adults here that I haven't had. I mean, it was their idea, but they're probably going to endorse it. Who was Kit Daniels, has been drinking it because he gets, kind of hyper sometimes riding 15 hours a day. He loves to write. And he says this stuff really does focusing.
Yeah, parents.
Tell us what's in Childies.
Well, it's got chamomile, which is really soothing and really good for kids.
What's in it. It is small print. Chamomile flower. What is that? Jubu seed?
Yeah, jubu seed.
Hawthorn berry.
Hawthorn berry is really effective in smoothing out the heart. So a lot of hyperactive kids have actually accelerated heart rates. So the hawthorn berry will actually calm their heart down a little bit. And it also, a lot of times for kids, they're perceiving the world as being maybe a threatening, scary place when it's not. So they might get anxious about going to school. when they shouldn't be. So a lot of the herbs in here actually help a kid to perceive the world in a more wholesome and healthy
Absolutely.
Way.
Absolutely. Well, none of our ancestors rode down the road at 75 miles an hour. None of them dealt with all this craziness. And so genetically, we're not really ready for this. What's a catnip aerial parts? When you hear aerial parts, what does that mean?
The catnip is just the flowering parts of the catnip. Even though catnip stimulates cats, it actually has the opposite effect on children.
Lemon balm.
It's soothing also, although that's another nerve tonic that actually soothes the nervous system.
Long pepper fruit.
A lot of kids end up with digestive problems because they're nervous. They're anxious about going to school. They're anxious just coping with being a human being. So they need things that actually soothe their digestive system.
Is that licorice root?
And licorice also soothes the digestive system.
Alma fruit?
Alma is a great source of vitamin C, but it also has a lot of phenols and tannins in it and helps with digestion as well.
Magnesium, and I'm going to pronounce this wrong, taurinate?
Yeah, magnesium is just also calming. It's good for the nervous system. Again, Childese is a nerve tonic. It will improve the nervous system of the children.
Calcium carbonate?
Also, calming for the nervous system.
Gotacola.
That's the thing. See, when you drink Coca-Cola, that's where the cola comes from Gotacola. So Ritalin actually simulates the way that cocaine works. It works in the same dopamine pathways. So instead, we're using something that's gentle, natural. The Gotacola has a very similar effect.
Because it's Coke and cola.
Cola.
You don't have cocaine.
No.
You have
Gotacola.
Wow.
And it's the healthy, natural alternative. And it helps kids focus. And I'll tell you, you do not want your kids on these drugs.
Oh, my gosh. They're little zombies.
If you're a parent or a grandparent, you need to get some of this stuff for your kid.
Essential oil of aniseed?
Aniseed. There's clove. There's cinnamon. These things are really calming and help a kid get focused. It tastes good, and the aromatic quality of the herbs actually helps the kid focus.
Cassia bark?
Yeah.
Clove fruit?
Again, aromatic herbs. It's an amazing product.
All I know is it works on me, and we say Childese, to calm the children down, but it's more like a focuser, and the crew's been taking it and saying, man, this is not placebo. This really works.
It's been around for 30 years. This is the tried and true product for calming children down. Do not create more drug addicts by giving your kids pharmaceutical
drugs. And
then
we've just been able to private label it.
Yep.
Wow, it's amazing.
A fantastic product.
Well, I'm just honored that we have the product. I mean, this is the leader.
That's the definitive one.
Wow. InfoWarsLife.com. That's how you fund the operation. You also support our local AM/FM affiliates. It's very exciting to be able to fund our true independent media operation, promote health freedom, promote media freedom, promote private property, family rights, and fund ourselves with products that really do help people. It's simply amazing. What about colloidal silver? I know they tried in the last few decades to ban it and restrict it, but now when I've been at the hospital, to see family or when I'm in a CVS, it's now silver. It seems like they couldn't beat it, so they joined it.
Yeah. Well, we're getting all these really hard-to-fight bacteria like MRSA, and they're finding that topical application of simple things like silver and even honey are more effective than anything else they have.
I had a sore throat, and one of my family members did as well. And we went in, we got checked. It was bacterial. And I don't recommend this for everybody. Talk to your physician. It is toxic in high levels. I took a lot more than what's recommended and just...
Yeah. Well, colloidal silver is amazing when it's used topically. If you put it on a sore or something,
I gargle
like that,
with it.
Gargle with it. It's the most effective that way.
Now, obviously, I guess if you drank 20 bottles of it for 6 months, you would get turn blue.
No, not at this 30 parts per million.
Explain that. Good. Because I had read that wasn't true at 30 parts.
No, it's not. 30 parts per million is a conservative dose. There's a lot of these machines on the market that you can make your own colloidal silver. And in our opinion, they're dangerous.
And that's why it shouldn't be over 30 parts.
Exactly.
Explain to people.
Well, originally the studies were done at about 10 parts per million. So it doesn't take more parts per million to make it effective. Stronger isn't better. Actually, in the 10 to 30 parts range is perfect.
And that's what I've talked to the top medical folks. They've said that. In fact, we have insurance and all this as well. Major insurance company. I have like one of the biggest in the world. The one that insured ships famously. And they said, we will not insure over 30 parts.
Yeah. I wouldn't use it. I don't think you need it, and I think it could have problems if you took too much.
But it was just funny how they even knew.
Well, if you get one of these homemade machines and you turn it on, you could have a million parts per million. How would you know? You don't. It's never been tested.
Well, they're cool machines. You stick them in and you can see it coming off. But man, yeah, yeah, you're actually...
Yeah. The colloidal silver, I would buy it. And you know, the people we get it from for the InfoWars, it's the oldest silver company in the country.
And I hear it's like super space age when they do it. It's like super dangerous too, right? It's like electricity that shoots through. And
yeah.
Like Dr. Frankenstein's laboratory.
Something like that. Well, you know, the minerals are just amazing in general. And that's something that everybody's realizing more and more. Gold is incredible. It has amazing properties. So does silver. Silver is the best conductor in the world. That's why they're using it for all the microcircuitries. It's better than gold. So I think if you take silver...
What does it do when it goes up against a virus or bacteria?
It disables them. It stops the bacteria from being able to replicate. So that's it. You get one bacteria, it dies, it doesn't make a baby.
And so the particle just goes through, I'm told, kind of like a bullet. It just goes...
I'm not sure exactly the method of action, but in the in vitro studies, when they take petri dishes full of bacteria, they'll squirt the colloidal silver in there, and it's goodbye bacteria. It kills it on contact. Yeah, it's an amazing product.
Well, I've got the articles here. They're saying that they believe that drug-resistant bacteria are going to be the new plague.
Yeah, well, that's why you're seeing all these companies now want to stop giving their chickens antibiotics, because it's there's no end to it. They're just creating stronger and stronger bugs.
Well, I mean, things can be too extreme. The whole animal rights movement is being pushed by eugenicists at the top to take humans' rights away and let governments claim that they represent the animals just to basically say, look, you're outvoted by the chickens. But I've been in these factory farms. I've got family that's in farming in East Texas. They're not in this, but I've been inside a turkey farm. And I've been inside a smaller chicken farm that was considered humane. Hellish.
Yeah.
And I don't want to eat something that's been through stuff like this. It just sounds like bad karma to me. Just at a gut level, I'm like, whoa, we need to treat them humanely or we won't be treated humanely. It's going to come back on us. And then you feed them antibiotics and steroids and all this stuff so they can sit there with mites all over them and cut their beaks off so they don't kill themselves. These chickens at the big Tyson farms and others are so unhappy, they de-beak them when they're little or the birds will kill themselves. I mean, I don't want to eat an animal that was in a torture pit for 6 months.
No, neither do I. No, that's why, you were talking about natural and organic. Natural and organic is the biggest growing financial sector in the world right now. Everybody's getting hip to it.
So isn't this a giant victory? And sure, they're going to have counterfeits and clones. There's going to be problems. But the fact that voting with our dollars is changing everything shows the power of the people.
Yeah, well, here we are in Austin, Texas, the home of Whole Foods. This is an epicenter for it. If you're smart, if you're affluent, you want high quality, pure food.
Exactly. The most educated area in the country is I forget which county. I saw an article years ago. It's the highest educated county per capita around San Francisco. I forget which one, and it's the highest no vax rate.
Yeah,
these people all have PhDs. They're not why because yeah. They've read the literature.
Yeah,
and they're liberals.
Yeah, absolutely. They're well, like you said, liberal means to be educated, and that's what it comes from, books to read. If you read and you do your own research, you don't want to drink tap water. Why would you?
What would you call then the new fake fascist liberal that works with the fascist conservative?
Annoying. yeah, you know, I think you do a great job at exposing the right-left paradigm. You know, you meet the new boss, same as the old boss. It's the right-left paradigm. What you've got to do is your own research. Look at some of the stuff we've talked about today. Look at the thing with I said about the ADA and the fluoride in the water. Show me the study. Read it. Where are the studies on the statin drugs lowering your chance for a heart attack or stroke? They don't have them. It doesn't work.
And look it up. I've had national media go, Jones is a liar and claims that flu shots can kill you, and then it's in the insert it can kill you. And they say in the news, there is no side effects, safe and effective, and you get the insert, and it's like the chapter of the Bible. I mean, it's on Bible paper, and you unfold it, there's just like a whole page of side effects.
Yeah, but it says right in the insert that it doesn't work.
That's right.
Can you believe that right
in the
insert? In
fact, the HPV shot says it's not proven to protect you from the papilloma.
Yep. Look, everybody out there, you have to take responsibility for your own health. They're not going to do it for you. You've got to look into this stuff. You've got to take care of your health. You have to supplement, and you have to live a good, healthy life. It's the number one gift you have is your health. And you have to work at protecting it.
Absolutely. When we come back, I'm going to give you the floor, whatever you want to talk about. I've got 100 questions, but in a little six-minute segment, I want to ask David Breckler what he wants to get into, a natural approach versus big pharma, how mainstream medicine was made popular. Maybe we should hit that when we come back, and then mainstream medicine's failure. Listen, I went to a chiropractor when I was shooting a 50 cal handheld. They fixed my back when medical doctors said they had to do surgery. But then for a hernia, I went to a surgeon. He did a great job. And we're not saying they're all villains, but more and more they're moving in a direction to create a monopoly. Stay with us. Do 5 minutes overdrive because they just brought in the insert, and my guest David Breckler wants to find the section. We've got it highlighted here somewhere or underlined where they go on to say that it doesn't actually protect you and hasn't been proven. I've got where they say it gives you diabetes and can kill you and everything else, so we'll cover some of that in the next segment. But finishing up, how does mainstream medicine, how did it take over the original health conspiracy? And mainstream medicine's failure to address the root issue with toxic medicines.
Yeah, that's a great question, Alex. You know, at the turn of the century, there were three main medical systems in America. Allopathic medicine, but there was osteopathic medicine and homeopathic medicine. Now, I'm sure a lot of your listeners are aware of all those kinds of medicine. But like all the other conspiracies that you cover, Carnegie, one of the big financial guys, decided that, look, there's no future in homeopathy or osteopathy. The future is in allopathic medicine, and that's what they decided that they wanted to run with. So they went around the country, and they investigated who were the top allopathic doctors in the world, in the country. And they went around to every one of them and networked with them. And then they started to build the medical colleges, the medical schools, in order to train the doctors to sell their allopathic medicines. Now, if you look at allopathic medicine, every single one of them is toxic. If you take too much of them, you're going to get sick or die. That's what allopathic medicine is. We say back at the office that it's the slash, burn, and poison form of medicine. And you're right. If you get hurt or you have some kind of serious acute issue, go to the hospital, go to the doctor. That's what they're best at. But if you've got a chronic condition, do not treat it through allopathic medicine. It will not work. There's no end to the drug therapy that they give
you. They told me a chiropractor cannot fix you, and then I saw the x-rays. The chiropractor, in three visits, got my back in line.
Yeah, so meanwhile, the drug companies are funding the medical schools, and they're turning the doctors into drug pushers. That's their number one job. And like I said before,
in fact, they're even really getting rid of surgeries and MD-type stuff and going right to just drugs.
Yep. And even if you have, you know, a severe condition like diabetes, which can be controlled with diet and with basic minerals, they don't offer you that advice. They give you very,
by the way,
Ray
Kurzweil has reversed his type 2. He's an establishment guy with diet.
Yeah, with diet and with supplementation, you can do it. Again, it comes down to taking responsibility for your own health. If you've got a chronic condition, don't expect the doctor or the medical system to resolve that for you in the long run.
You know, I've heard Huckabee now is promoting what's known to be able to stabilize, as you said. He said it can be reversed 100%. How can he get away with that? I guess he just thinks it's known enough now that he's willing to say it.
I didn't get you.
Governor Huckabee does ads saying they can cure diabetes.
Oh, right. Yeah, well,
we're not saying that.
Yeah, I haven't seen it, you know, and as far as I'm concerned,
I mean, I just think it's wild that he's an insider and he's doing that.
Yeah, it's like the statin thing. Are you going to take statin for 2 months and now your cholesterol is under control? No, it'll never be under control. And the fact is, cholesterol is not the key factor when it comes to coronary heart disease. It has very little to do with it. It's coronary heart disease is multifaceted. And it has a lot of causes and a lot of ways to treat it.
Well, isn't it like these young college basketball players that kept dying and they found out they were running out of key nutrients and so their heart just stopped like an engine out of gas?
Yeah, well, they've got to have the basic minerals. That's the most important thing. You know, we were talking during the break. In the old days, everybody took the wood ashes from their fireplace and put it into their garden, and they had tons of minerals. But nowadays, we don't do that, so we're not getting the minerals we need.
That's what it comes down to. InfoWarsLife.com. We're running some specials, two bottles of colloidal silver, and free shipping, and you get a free bottle of Fluoride Shield, or just get one bottle and get free shipping, 50% off, InfoWarsLife.com, the Child Ease, and a whole bunch of other great products, and your purchase funds the operation. I want to thank David Breitler for joining us. We'll be back in Overdrive, InfoWars.com/show, internet only, to this look at the insert here. Stay with us.
Communications Radio Network.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Final segment with David Breckler. I don't want to exhaust him. If he wants to come on the nightly news, he'd be welcome to do that as well. Amazing guy. He was wanting the flu shot insert to show where it admits it doesn't protect you from the flu. But instead, we brought in the one we had on hand was the MMR shot, where it says, quote, it can give you pancreatitis, diarrhea, vomiting, diabetes, the says right here, diabetes. It just goes on and on. It admits it can kill you. We've covered this a lot. But if you just search government admits flu shot doesn't protect you from flu, just a few months ago, it was all over the news. They said, you know what? It doesn't protect you.
It's on the insert. Get the insert. If you ever get a vaccine, ask the doctor for the insert and read about it. You've got to do your own work.
If the vaccines really worked and protected me, I would be taking them.
Yeah. I mean, and my wife's a nurse, and they make her take it. She gets sick right after she gets the flu shot.
Yeah, there's the CBS spin. Flu vaccine proves far less effective than usual. But what they actually admitted was it did nothing. But then they spin it to far less effective.
Yeah. You know, the natural way is always the better way to go. Start with good food, good water. Take some supplements, get some exercise, think positive, and try to avoid the doctor as much as you possibly can.
The reason they're going to lose their war for forced inoculation, we see in Australia and California, is because the prime minister himself, Abbott, not our governor, but their prime minister, his daughters don't take it. He was quoted in the news a few years ago in the Australian saying he doesn't take it. So, and then the elites have their own special cleaner vaccines that they're taking. But plus, everybody I almost know took the flu shot at one time and got deathly ill.
Yeah, well, I haven't had the flu shot in 20 years. I haven't had the flu in 20 years. There's homeopathic medicines out there that help you, you know, increase your immunity to the flu.
Oh, Rob, dude, found it. Rob, yeah,
I found it right here.
All right.
Influenza, flu, and virus. You can read it right there.
Here, let me see it. I'm going to put it on air. Just the document cam's right here. Do show me. Limitations of vaccines effectiveness.
Yeah.
Vaccination with flu zone vaccine may not protect all recipients.
Well, there's even more extreme warning. We'll get it for you. We'll have you post it on the website.
Yeah, well, the Gardasil one, it says it doesn't protect you.
Let's see who makes this one. Is this the Schwab one?
I know we sent it to Anthony's email, but we forgot to get it.
Yeah, we'll get it. Yeah.
Well, do it on the nightly news. Do a piece on it tonight.
Well, you know, also about fluoride, go on the internet and search. Show me the study where oral ingestion of fluoride reduces dental cavities. Find that. And then realize they're putting it in everybody's water, and it doesn't even work.
What they've actually found is, especially in development, it goes up in the bloodstream and gets up into the roots and creates calcification and actually weakens the teeth and the bones.
Yeah, well, it's
causing fracture.
Yeah, it dumbs you down, causes fractures. All that's proven. It lowers IQ. That's been proven.
Sevenfold increase in bone cancer in men.
Yeah, and you look at something also that upsets me is, do you think the government and these rich people in the world care about poor children's teeth? No.
Of course
they don't care about them one bit. They want to dumb them down, and they want to lower their IQ, and they want to make them passive.
And get billions a year on toxic waste they'd have to store.
Exactly. Exactly, yeah. What better place to put it?
We pay to have them fire fluoride bullets into our children's brains.
Yep.
Well, I'm really impressed with the work you're doing and the help you've given us, David. I just cannot. We didn't get to all these questions, but tonight, if you'll do 15 minutes on the news.
I'm going back to.
No, I understand. Well, we can tape it for the news.
Okay.
I want you to answer the question, how to identify if you're being sold junk. We use one of the top herbal identifiers in the world. How do you tell that?
Yeah, well, you know, there's DNA testing, but there's also advanced testing. So some of the herbs that go into these products have been tested 3 or 4 or 5 different methods of testing. I'm not a QA expert in the different methodologies, but I know that one test doesn't do it all. It's not as simple as a DNA test. And that's why the District Attorney of New York made the big blunder by using the DNA test and trying to say that all those herbs were bad. They weren't. It was their testing methodology that was failed.
Absolutely. I mean, what's you, spectrometers, you name it?
You name it. They use a lot of different high-tech equipment. We have a huge lab. We send things out. It's very, very sophisticated.
Yeah, wow, it's simply amazing. Well, David Breckler, thank you so much. And we'll see if you have time to pop in on the news tonight, tape a segment. If not, we're going to have you back up via Skype. All right. Promise?
Thank you.
An amazing interview, folks. Major CEO, one of the biggest companies in nutraceuticals out there. But he was here talking as a private citizen today.